For Washington Hatchets football on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored in part by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalow, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, The End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington. Now, let's go live to the field.
Week 4 of the high school football season has us back here at the friendly confines of Hatchet Hollow as tonight the Washington Hatchets take on county rival the North Davies Cougars. This is John Gear alongside Eric Wilson. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, and Eric, It's a pretty important week here for football and an important night with homecoming and with the Times Herald Highway 57 helmet on the line tonight.
Yeah, it's been 3 years since we last won the trophy, so obviously a lot's going on the line tonight. Obviously North Davies wants to keep a hold of the helmet for one more year, but the Hatchets know that they got to have it back. And I think we're going to be in for a really good ball game. North Davies is coming in 0-3. They're still looking for a win. And Washington's 1-2, but they're looking to shake off the rust from a 41-point beatdown from Princeton last week.
Yeah, and I don't think that the record of North Davies is indicative of what kind of team they actually are. I think they're a lot better team than that, just kind of stumbled a little bit in the first few games. But I look for a tough game tonight, but it's one that we definitely should be able to come out on top on.
You'd hope so. And, you know, North Davies head coach Scotty Helms has really preached about how good his football team has been, considering the fact that they're 0-3 this season. They've had a couple bumpy quarters that's really held them up in a couple games. So North Davies always brings their best when they play us, so it should be another great one.
Absolutely. Real quick, I want to thank our pregame sponsors, Alan Bubalow, your Edward Jones Investment Advisor, and Purdue Farms in Washington. Earlier this evening, I had a chance to catch up with Hatchet head coach Jake Durnell. Let's take a moment to hear what he had to say about tonight's game.
Coach, got a big game coming up tonight. Obviously, it's homecoming, county rivalry, Times Herald, Highway 57 trophy on the line. How do you think your team handled all the distractions and things this week? And I know even, too, you were a little under the weather this week. But how do you think your team prepared this week, and are they ready to go tonight?
Even though it's homecoming week, there's not a whole lot that goes on. I think they had spirit week at school. But, you know, it's a pretty normal week other than I did get sick on Tuesday. So I wasn't here Wednesday or Thursday. But, you know, I have the utmost respect and confidence in my assistant coaches, and I know they did exactly what we needed to do to get ready for a 0-3, but a good North Davies football team.
Right, and obviously that leads me to my next point, which was obviously they're 0-3, but that's not indicative of what kind of football team this is. So what have you seen in their first three games? And, you know, what are you expecting to see from them tonight?
We expect to see the same thing that they did to us last year, which was to slow down the game. Well, really speed up the clock, but slow down the game and try to keep us off the field on offense. I believe we had the ball less than 10 minutes last year, total offense. So we expect them to run their power game between the tackles, chew the chains, run the clock, try to keep us off the field. And we kind of want to do the opposite of that. We want to make it more like a track meet. So hopefully this year the weather cooperates with us. Our fields will cut a little tighter than theirs was last year. So hopefully we can get our skill guys with some speed on the edges and take advantage of our speed on the outside.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, with the impending weather, which hopefully we'll hold off. It's a little overcast, but good right now. But obviously with all the athletes that you have on offense and a maturing Jose Mejias, just kind of has opened up your playbook over the last couple of weeks, even last week against Princeton, even though it wasn't the outcome that anybody was hoping for. You guys were still able to do a lot of different things that maybe you weren't able to do in the past.
Yeah, definitely. Jose gives us a running option at quarterback that we really didn't have last year until we put Jaden in. So, you know, we're not afraid to run the ball with him, and he does a real nice job of hitting those quick hitches and screen passes for us. He doesn't have the strongest arm, and, you know, any coach that watches film can notice that, but he does a real nice job and is accurate anywhere from, you know, the 10 to 20 range. So that's where most of the high school plays anyway. So, you know, every once in a while we'll try to let him unleash his arm just to keep the defense honest. But for most part, we keep most of our routes short to intermediate for Jose. He does a really good job and is getting better at reading the defense, which is for a high school kid is pretty tough to do. We let him read. We don't. A lot of teams will call the, you know, who to throw to, but we let him read, and he's doing a really nice job.
Good. The other thing is we're in week four now, and this is when you start seeing injuries creep in during this time of the season. So how, as far as on that standpoint, everybody in pretty good shape other than the normal bumps and bruises?
Well, Austin Moody, who's the human bruise, gets hurt about every third play. But he's ready to go. He's not going to sit this game out. He's got a thumb issue that we don't know exactly what it is yet, but he's the only one. We got a couple little lingering nagging injuries, but nothing major. We're just going to try to keep Austin. I told Austin's dad, Chris, earlier today that we're going to try to keep him healthy for the whole game for the first time this year, which would be amazing for Austin. He's such a dynamic player that we got to keep him on the field, but he keeps getting hurt in the first quarter, and it's hard to keep giving him the ball when he's having a hard time staying on the field.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully he'll be able to go all four quarters without any issues tonight. And Coach, I appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully we'll be talking to the victorious Hatchet head football coach after the game. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back right after this to finish up the pregame show. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
One thing we can always expect in life is the unexpected. But when the unexpected happens with investments, it's easy to overreact. I'm Alan Bubalo from Edward Jones. Financial success is really a matter of control. You can't control the economy, but you can control how you make investment decisions. That's why it's important to have a strategy in place to help you plan for the expected, prepare for the unexpected, and position your portfolio for both. To learn more, visit me, Alan Bubalo, at 310 Southeast 21st Street. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back live at Hatchet Hollow as we are getting close to kickoff here. Eric, a lot of things to consider in tonight's game as we discuss the prescription shot, prescription for success. And I got a... One thing that I think is going to be important tonight for the Hatchets is to make sure that they win the turnover battle. If, you know, they can't really, you know, they can't afford to turn the ball over, and they need to make sure that they come out positive on any turnovers. And, you know, they need to one-up the Cougars tonight to ensure a homecoming victory here.
Well, absolutely. You know, turnovers are such a huge key. I think another thing that's really going to be big, and it's really been crucial so far this Hatchet football season, has been the field position. Obviously, when you got a punter like Austin Moody, but I think it's important for Washington to have sustained drives on offense. And then on defense, they got to be able to find number 18, Ryan Milligan. He's a 5'10", 155-pound senior, and he's just like Austin Moody. He's quick, and he can bounce it out to the left or right, and he's got quick feet. And if he gets that second gear, he's gone. So the Hatchets have got to be able to know where he's at, wrap him up with both arms, and bring him down to the ground. That's something that Jake Durnell stressed that they didn't do a good job of last week against Princeton. I'm hoping to see that they can turn that around tonight against North Davies.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this is going to be two completely different styles of football. I know Coach Durnell tonight is, you know, as everybody just heard, he's going to want to try to turn this into a track meet. You know, the Hatchets have the athletes and have the ability to to pick up the pace in tonight's game as opposed to last week against Princeton, where that really wasn't an option. So, and, you know, again, take nothing away from this North Davies team. You know, 0-3, it doesn't matter. You can throw all that stuff out the window when you get into a rivalry game like this. All bets are off.
And North Davies has won the last three meetings. So North Davies is coming in here believing that they can win this football game again. And the thing that, just like you said, Jake Durnell and this Hatchet football team, they need to make it a track meet. Because last year when we went down to North Davies, it was probably one of the slowest paced games we've ever been to. And that's what North Davies wants to do. They want to get 3-4 yards every run, every play. And they want to chew it up with 15, 16, 17 plays a drive. That's just how Scotty Helms runs his offense. And he does a great job of doing it. So be interested to find out who gets the ball here to begin this game.
North Davies has won the toss, and they will elect to receive.
So it looks like they want to get possession first, and they want to take control of this game, which I think is a pretty smart move by Scotty Helms. You really don't want to give this Hatchet offense, who is very capable of scoring some explosive plays with Austin Moody and Jose Mejias, a chance and an opportunity to get the ball first.
No, and like, you know, their focus on offense is to master the time of possession and to keep the time of possession well in their favor. So obviously taking the ball first would make sense as far as that goes. So, all right, we are ready for kickoff here as Austin Moody is set to kick the ball off as we get ready for the Boyd Grain and Washington kickoff here. So far the weather's pretty good, but we'll see how that works as some impending storms moving our way.
Yeah, hopefully those storm clouds stay away. I've been told that they could be popping around by later this evening. Definitely don't want it to affect this football game. I know 4 years ago there was a rain that delayed this game and actually had to bring both teams back the following day on a Saturday and finish the game. So you hope something like that doesn't happen here.
Moody puts the boots to it, and we're underway. It's going to be a touchback. You know, it's really hard to put a point value on what Austin Moody does as far as changing field position and the way he kicks the ball, whether it's kicking off or punting. You know, that has a lot to do with, you know, in these games tonight especially, what the outcome is going to be. Because when you can change field positions at will like that, it's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. So great job by Austin, not giving North Davies kick returner an opportunity to run that back. And now here we go with North Davies slowly coming on the line. We'll see what the Cougars draw up on this first play.
Britton Helms going to be in the shotgun to start this game off for the Cougars. Got a bunched up formation here on the near side. Takes a snap, looks to pass, throws it out to number 18. Tackle.
There you go.
For a loss, it looks like. Great job by the Hatchets there.
That was Jaden Penley and Austin Fox both with the really swarming, and the Hatchet defense read that well. It was a swing pass to Milligan on the left side of the field, and Milligan just had nowhere to run.
Great job by the Hatchets reading that play and putting the Cougars back a couple yards. Hams is under center this time. Pitch out to Milligan around the corner. Going to be tackled by Wes Edwards. Good job by Wes. That's going to be a gain of about 6 yards on the play. Going to bring up a third and five. So nice job by Wes Edwards by getting around the corner. And, you know, like you said, Milligan's quick and he's got some speed, and the Hatchets have to be careful about letting him get out in space like that. Big third down here for the Hatchet defense. Helms under center. Takes a snap. Hands off.
He's going to be right at the marker. I think they're going to give it to him.
That was Ethan Malone on the carry for North Davies, and it looks like he does have, let's see where, yep, they're going to move the chains. It's going to be a North Davies first down. So far true to form, you know, chew the chains. Looks like there's a little indecision here on the Cougars as far as what formation to be in. Got two receivers spread out to the near side. Helms is under center. Got a flag on the play. Looks like we're going to have a false start on the Cougars. And just as I say that, I would be wrong because we're going to have offsides on the Hatchets.
Yeah, you got to wait till the official gives a signal, John. Don't want to jump the gun too early.
Well, I saw an offside, so that's what I called. First and five for the Cougars. Helms under center. Hands off to Malone again. Malone tripped up. Going to be short of the first down. The thing with Malone, he's 5'8", and running behind some of those linemen that they have, it's kind of hard to see him.
Yeah, it really is. Just like you said, Malone's only 5'8", 195 pounds, though, so he's built like a fullback, a very small fullback, but he's got a lot of power, something that adds to the depth with Ryan Milligan.
Helms under center. All right, I'm going false start again this time.
You're going to be wrong again. Hatchets with another offsides.
We're definitely going to have a talk with the officials after this because they're making me look bad.
Yeah, but the Hatchets have got to clean that up. That's two offside penalties, and we're just 2 minutes into this game. So the Hatchets have got to find a way to clean these penalties up.
First and 10 for North Davies on their own 43-yard line. Pitch out to Milligan. No room to run. Thorn holds him up.
There you go.
Nice job by Austin Moody. Marcus Thorn did a great job of holding him up, and Austin Moody came in to seal the deal. So great job there by the Hatchets. Looks like may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10 here for the Cougars. The pursuit angles tonight by our cornerbacks are going to be huge to contain Milligan and some of these other Cougars. Helms under center. Little trap play. Not much going for that. Good job by the Hatchets. Jaden Penley and Austin Fox in on the tackle of a gain of about two is all they got on that one. And here we go again with, you know, Penley was a defensive standout.
Yeah.
You know, last week, as much as we can call it a defensive standout.
Yeah.
He did a great job, and he's swarming the ball again tonight and doing a great job of disrupting the Cougars' offense.
And now it's a third and long, and this is where exactly you want to get North Davies in every situation. North Davies loves to get in third and shorts, and you've got him in a third and long here.
Helms in the gun, takes the snap, back to pass. He's got pressure. Isaac Whitehead in pursuit.
Oh.
Pass is incomplete.
Great coverage by number two, Daniel Devine, and number 10, Jane Penley. They double-covered North Davies' receiver. That was number 18, Ryan Milligan. So an incomplete pass, and barring the offside penalties that the Hatchets have had, that was a great defensive stand.
Absolutely. If you can end a drive on their side of the field, you're doing a good job. North Davies looks to bring the punt team on as get everybody in position here. Austin Moody's going to be back to field the punt for the Hatchets. Kick is away. Right to Moody. So Moody's going to have a chance to get a return here. He's got a little room on the edge. Cuts it out. He's still going. He's still on the sideline. He's still on his feet. Breaks three tackles. Finally drove down at the 20-yard line. Great return by Austin Moody as he tiptoed down the sidelines. Made a few Cougars miss and set the Hatchets up in great field position to start their first offensive possession.
Yeah, absolutely, John. He was able to break a couple tackles down the sideline. The one thing that I remember Jake Durnell in our post-game press conference last week with him against Princeton about the North Davies game, there's nobody that wants to win more than Austin Moody against this North Davies team. Austin does not want to go 0-for-4 in his football career against North Davies, and I know the other Hatchet seniors do too. Great job by Austin, and here the Hatchets have a great field position at the North Davies 20.
Mejias in the gun to start off. Trips to the near side for the Hatchets. Mejias is going to run it. He's got a little bit of room. Nice block by Marcus Thorne. Picks up a couple on the play. Going to be second. Second about six, we'll call it. So, you know, as Coach Durnell said last week, and, I mean, I'm looking for a heavy dose of Austin Moody and obviously to open up the other weapons that they have on offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, great job by Jose to be able to get 5 yards on the play there.
Pitch out to Moody. Moody cuts it back inside. Maybe a gain of a couple on the play. Going to bring up a third down and third down of four, we'll call it. So,
great job by North Davies' defense by really bringing a blitz, and they were expecting Austin Moody to get the ball one way or another, and they brought about four or five players just to bring him down. That's about how many tacklers you're going to need to bring down just to bring down a player like Austin Moody. So,
Hatchets with a big third down coming up here, third and four. Spread formation. Moody in the backfield with Mejias. Mejias takes a snap, looks to pass. He's got a wide open Marcus Thorne for the Hatchet touchdown. Great job by Mejias to find Marcus Thorne in the end zone to get the Hatchets on the board.
Great job by Jose Mejias. And he just kind of lobbed that one up in the air. But Marcus Thorne, great way to get his head around a swivel and just know where the ball is at and catch that in the end zone. He was able to beat the North Davies coverage, and the Hatchets have gotten off to a great start in this highway helmet rivalry.
Couldn't have asked for anything better at this point. Moody with the extra point attempt, and it is good. With 6:34 left to go in the first quarter, in the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 7, North Davies 0. You know, Eric, that's just, I know Coach Durnell's been out sick a few days this week, and you know, it's a credit to him and what a great staff he's put together. But these kids came out. They're ready to play tonight.
Absolutely. You know, Coach knew this was such a huge game for these kids. You know, it doesn't get any bigger than playing your county rival in North Davies. You know, you can throw out playing, you know, you can say all you want about playing your Big 8 rival in Vincennes, but it doesn't get any bigger when you're playing for a helmet that has one side of the Cougar paw and the other side decked out in all gold. So it's a pretty special helmet to play for, and I know these guys want it so bad.
Well, yeah, because it's, you know, North Davies has taken the last three, so it's definitely turned for the Hatchets to have their chance with it. As we're looking like we're going to switch some footballs here, take a second to thank a few of our sponsors for making this game possible. The Prescription Shop in Washington, your hometown good neighbor pharmacy. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. The Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. With us, you're number one in your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Looks like we've got the football situation under control here. Get ready to kick this thing off here with the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. Looks like we're set and ready to go. Officials all in place. Moody puts the boots to it. Going to be another touchback. You know, it's just a, you never know, especially in these games, but you don't want to give some of these, you know, the Cougars have some offensive weapons. You don't want to give them a chance to run the ball back on a kickoff. So the fact that Austin Moody can continually put it in the end zone for a touchback is a huge, huge benefit for the Hatchets.
And I think, you know, like I was saying in the pregame, special teams is going to be such a huge, you know, such a huge battle in this game. We've already seen it, Washington winning that battle so far really well with two touchbacks and then the Austin Moody punt return that got the Hatchets in great field position that set up the touchdown.
Helms in the shotgun. Now that one is a false start.
Well, I'd hope so. And there it is. The official does give the false start signal. So you were wrong the first two times, but you got the third one right. Third time's the charm.
Hey, one out of three will put you in the Hall of Fame. If you're a baseball player, at least.
I mean, you're bad at it. That's a .333 average. So that's, I mean, you know.
I might ask for a contract extension. All right, back to action here. Helms in the shotgun. Man in motion. Helms is going to hand it off up the middle. Nowhere to go. Nice job by the Hatchets. You got Mejias and you got Daniel Devine on the tackle after a gain of just a couple. Markle, the ball carrier for North Davies. So it's going to be second and 14 for the Cougars. It just seemed to me that there's been a little too much. I know they're going to the wristbands here, but it seems like there's been a little confusion on the Cougars' part as far as plays and whatnot here so far. So we'll see what happens here on second and 14. Helms is under center. takes a pitch, trap play, going nowhere, absolutely nowhere. Jaden Penley was there, did a great job of staying home and getting the tackle.
Yeah, and, you know, Nord Davis is just trying whatever they can to move the football right now with that fake halfback pitch and give it to the fullback and Markle. And Markle just, the last two plays he's ran the football, he's just had nowhere to go. And Markle's one of those runners that he's kind of like Austin Malone and kind of likes to pound it inside and get those three or four heavy dose of yards, but not that time.
No. You got to give Penley credit for staying at home and not trying to follow the fake. Helms in the shotgun, third and 13. Helms is back to pass. He's got pressure. That was a very dangerous pass that could have just as easily been caught by Gunner Williams as anybody from North Davie. So another great job again by the Hatchets to force a punt. And, you know, obviously three and outs.
Hey, you got to take them. And, you know, great job by the Hatchets to shut down the run and to force North Davies to go with the pass and just nowhere to go for Britton Helms as the Hatchets brought the blitz. And great job by, the Hatchets. And Gunner Williams almost had an interception that could have really put North Davies against a wall.
North Davies kicks it away. Going to kick it right to Austin Moody again. Moody gets by one defender, cuts it back up the field, makes a nice spin move, breaks two more tackles. Finally brought down by North Davies number 57, Dylan Latimer. But again,
that was a 10-yard punt return, but it almost felt like 30 just the way he was running and dodging those tackles. And that's just what Austin Moody is. He's a special athlete. He's the ability to have the speed that he has, but to equip that with the physicality, the way he runs the football. I mean, it's a dual threat running back, and you got to love it when your running back just goes all in.
4:54 left to go in the first. Hatchets take over in Cougar territory. Mahias in the shotgun, flanked by Penley. Got another penalty. I'm going to call offsides on this one.
It is. So now you're 2-for-4. So now that really puts you in the Hall of Fame, batting 500.
Well, we got a long game to go. I'm sure I can screw it up by then.
I'm just hoping we don't have many penalties. I just hope that's not the story of the night.
No.
Like we're seeing so far, two penalties for each team.
But again, if you look, even with that 10-yard punt return, we're still starting in North Davies territory. We're now on the North Davies 34-yard line as it's first and 5. Mahias in the gun, takes a snap, hands it off to Penley. Penley barrels through the line for a gain of about 3 on the play. So going to bring up a second and short, which is a great place to be if you're Coach Journal, because it's kind of a giveaway down at second and two. You can take a shot downfield, and you know, then if that doesn't work out, you always come back for a third and short. So Coach Journal right now has seen his offense be right where he wants them.
The Hatchets are in deep enough territory. They could go for 4 downs on this, so another 3 plays at least. But obviously you want to get the first down here and not have to worry about any of that right now.
Trips to the near side. Mahias takes a snap. It's going to be an option play. Keeps it. Spins through. Breaks away through the... Oh, what a run by Jose Mahias. The Cougars thought they had him. They kind of stopped, and Jose kept his legs moving for a huge gain to about the 7-yard line. Great job by Jose to keep his feet moving and just not giving up.
We might have to put on a Jose alert, because he's having another solid game just like he did against Bossy. He's already got 2 rushes for 25 yards and a passing touchdown for 15 yards. So great job by Jose commanding this offense.
First and 10 from the Cougar 10-yard line. Trips to the near side. Mahias rolls right, throws to Moody. Moody breaks through. Austin Moody with the touchdown. Great job by Jose Mahias to be patient, read the defense, get it to Moody, let Austin Moody do his thing, and tiptoe into the end zone. You just can't have any better start.
No,
the Hatchets right now.
You really can't. I mean, great defense and great offense and even great special teams. The Hatchets are winning on all three sides of the football right now, and you couldn't have asked for a better start. Jake Durnell has got to be loving this performance from the Hatchets like I know I am.
Moody with the extra point is up and good. With 3:40 left to go in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 14, North Davies 0. great. We can't stress enough what a huge, huge start this has been for the Hatchets, and just a great job all around. And one thing you got to look at is going back to the kickoff. Austin Moody kicks at the end zone, so it's a touchback. When North Davies goes three and out, Austin, they punt back to us. Austin Moody, with only a 10-yard return, has a starting on the North Davies 40. So, again, that just something that minor that you don't really think of is making a huge difference in the field position game to shorten up the field for the Hatchets and allow them to score 14 points with 3:40 left to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's in the first quarter. You're already up 14-0, and now you've really put the pressure on North Davies. And I bet Scotty Helms really did not think that the Hatchets would get off to this good start. Knowing North Davies wants to control the clock, wants to control the possession of the football, Hatchets are doing a great job getting off the field and then getting the ball back and scoring.
Defense so far tonight for the Hatchets is also doing a very good job as well. Moody puts the boot to it. Squib kick. Fielded at about the 35-yard line by Max Westner. Short gain is going to bring it out to, looks like about the 42-yard line, which will be the best starting field position for the Cougars tonight. So let's see what... If the Cougars start to push the panic button here and get away from the game plan, or if they stick to it and just see what they can do. North Davies gets set at the line. Helms is going to be under center. Takes a snap. Hands off. Nice run up the middle by Ethan Malone, about an 8-yard run on first down. So something positive for the Cougars there, which they desperately need, but they're going to have a lot more of that, I think, to change the momentum in this one.
Yeah, they're going to need some really big plays down the field. And again, this game's still early. If you're the Hatchets, you're up 14-0, but you don't want to get too carried away with this lead.
Helms under center. Hands it off to Malone again. Malone tripped up at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be right at the marker. I don't know. It depends on where they spot the ball. It could be good for a Cougar first down here. Let's see.
Looks like he's going to be about a yard short, maybe even just half a yard short. So very close. And now let's see if this D-line of Washington can stand tall like they have so far this first quarter.
2:35 left to go in the first quarter. North Davies, third and one at midfield. Helms under center. Takes a snap. Hands off to Malone. No, excuse me. Looks like that was Milligan who barreled his way just past the first down marker. That's going to be good enough for North Davies' first down.
Yeah, he was able to use a couple of his blockers to get past. Great job by the Hatchet defense to be ready for the run. The only problem was Milligan was using his blockers to push through, and just like any good running back, he was able to find a little bit of a crease to get that first down.
First and 10 for North Davies at the Hatchet 47-yard line. 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Helms takes a snap. Back to pass. Got a complete. Going to be drug out of bounds by Austin Moody for a gain about 9 yards, it looks like. Number 47, Tyler Gray, on the reception there for the Cougars. Thrown out of bounds by Moody. And we're still waiting for a spot here. I think it should be second and one,
yep.
Second and two, but we'll see what happens.
North Davies moving the football a little bit here, starting to get their legs under them here. Right now, let's see if the Hatchets can get a big stop. 5 defensive linemen on that line of scrimmage.
Hand off to Malone up the middle. Tackled by Gunner Williams after a gain of about 5 on the play, so it's going to be good enough for another Cougar first down. And, you know, if you're Coach Jake Durner right now, what you want to see is you want to see another stop, and you want to see him just kind of go for the jugular here.
You want to see him grind it out. You know, this is good test for the Hatchet defense, because North Davies is being able to show a little bit of their offense now, getting a couple first downs running the clock, and the Hatchets have to, you know, get over this hump a little bit and find a way to get a stop with North Davies in Hatchet territory.
Helms in the shotgun. Spread formation. Helms takes a snap. He's back to pass. Pressure just over the outstretched arms of number 24, Max Wesner. Good coverage there by the Hatchets. Good. The Hatchets, one thing we need to mention is every time that Helms has dropped back to pass, he has had pressure and has not had a whole lot of time to throw the football.
Yeah, he really hasn't. I think Jaden Pendley and Austin Fox have really been the guys that have really sent, brought the packages from the linebacker position. But Gunnar Williams, up front, and the defensive line has done a great job getting the quarterback as well. Just overall great defensive pressure that the Hatchets have brought on this North Davies Cougar offense.
Second and 10 for North Davies. Helms under center. And we got a flag. I'm going to go offsides on this one.
Yeah, that's what they're signaling. And again, with bringing the blitz, a couple of those Hatchet football players are getting just a little bit too jumpy. They want to get to the quarterback. They want to make a stop. And you got to be a little bit more disciplined. But that's the third time now the Hatchets have jumped offsides on defense.
So this will be a good test for the Hatchet defense to see if they can stop the momentum that the Cougars have built on this last drive. Helms under center. And we're going to have another offsides penalty.
That time, you got to give a lot of credit to Britton Helms. You know, he was able to change the snap count and audible, and it really threw the Hatchet defensive line off and got a couple of them, not just one, but a couple of them to jump offside. So great quarterbacking from the junior.
Hatchets are just a little too excited up front to get in there. Just need to.
And as a rivalry game, you got to expect that.
Oh, yeah. Helms under center, first and 10. He's going to pass. Throws a blooper just out of the outstretched arms of number 47, Tyler Gray, and just kind of lobbed one out there that was kind of a dangerous pass, but good job in coverage there by number 2, Daniel Devine.
That's the second time I've noticed Daniel getting really good coverage and being able to help break up a pass, although you have to admit Tyler Gray probably should have had that one. That ball was in the air for a couple seconds, and that might have also thrown off his timing from when trying to put his hands up and trying to catch the football.
Yeah, definitely a ball he could have caught, but the incomplete is going to bring up second and 10. Now that
has to be off, that has to be a false start. And it will. It's on number 59, Scott Noble, a 5'9", 180-pound junior.
He was definitely a little excited to get started with that one.
We've seen a lot of players get excited. But that, you know, like I've said, you're playing for the helmet, nothing better than playing your county rival. And these teams want nothing more than to score and win this football game. So you can't blame them for being excited, but you got to be disciplined.
Second and 15 for the Cougars.
There's another one.
So now the two offsides that Washington gave the Cougars just gave them right back.
Both these two teams have four penalties for 20 yards, and we still got 56 seconds left to go in this first quarter. There's no doubt these two teams are jump happy, but I'm going to be sure that when both these two teams head back to the huddle, Jake Durnell and Scott Helms are not going to be too pleased.
No, not at all. Second and 20 for the Cougars. Helms under center. Hands off to number 25, Ethan Malone.
I'll tell you what, Ethan Malone's had a nice couple runs. That's his sixth carry, and he's got 28 yards right now. So good job from Ethan Malone. We were really keying in on Ryan Milligan, but clearly North Davies has more than one running back, and Ethan Malone, just a sophomore, definitely showing he's got some skills out there.
Absolutely. That's going to bring up a third and 13 as the first quarter. We're under 25 seconds to go here. Helms is under center. Takes a snap. Reverse play to Milligan. Hatchets have it snuffed out. Breaks through. We got a flag on the play.
Flag in the backfield at about the 28-yard line, just a couple yards behind scrimmage. You have to believe that this is a holding on North Davies, but I'm not going to assume. And there it is, the holding on North Davies. I think if you're Washington, I think you'd take this penalty because with that being a fourth, I mean, Milligan got enough yards where North Davies, I mean, either way, they would have gone for it. It was a fourth and
been about a fourth and 8, which, you know, they're a too talented of a football team just to let them have that. So we'll see what Coach Durnell decides to do here. Coach Durnell is going to decline it. But you know what? That's by Coach Nernal doing that, that's a show or a sign to his defense to show them that he trusts in them and believes that they can make the stop. So, you know, Coach Nernal is going to let his defense do their thing, and he knows that they can get this stop here. So,
and I think, you know, as much as, you know, fans come out and give the players support, there's nothing more that gives a player confidence when the coach trusts in them.
Yeah.
Because when the coach trusts in them, they know that they can go out and really accomplish anything. So I'll be interested to see what North Davies does on this 4th and 8 and what the Hatchets do defensively.
Back live at Hatchet Hollow as we get ready to start the second quarter. The A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 14, North Davies 0. John Gear alongside Eric Wilson. And not really sure what we got going on here. And we are in a lightning delay.
Well.
So we'll see. So that's going to be at least a 30-minute delay.
We do have no rain in the area, but one of the officials have spotted lightning, so both teams are going to have to trot off and head into the locker rooms. So right now, at the beginning of the second quarter, well, the second quarter hasn't started yet, but Washington with a 14-0 lead. It'll be interesting to see if, obviously, with the rain coming towards us, if we're even going to be able to finish this one up tonight.
So we were just given word that the game will be postponed until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So no more action here tonight. So we will reconvene tomorrow morning for a 10 a.m. kickoff of the second quarter. So we will be on the air 15 minutes prior to that, so about 9:45. We'll be back here tomorrow and see if we can continue this, hopefully without any more weather issues. So, with that being said, we will throw it back to the studio, and we will be back here with all of you tomorrow morning at 9:45. You're listening to Hatchet Football in the Lightning Delay on Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Get ready for Washington Hatchets football on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored in part by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalo, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, The End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, Remax Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington. Now, let's go live to the field.
Good morning, football fans. We are back here at Hatchet Hollow for round two of the Washington Hatchets versus the North Davies Cougars for the 2016 Highway 57 Helmet Trophy. John Gear along with Eric Wilson. And, Eric, let's just, for the fans who didn't have a chance to tune in last night, let's give them a quick rundown of what they missed in the first quarter of action last night.
Well, last night in the first quarter, Washington's defense got off to a great start by taking North Davies off the field. Austin Moody then on that possession returned a punt return for 55 yards that set the Hatchets up at the North Davies 20-yard line. Two plays later, Jose Mejias, the quarterback for the Hatchets, would throw a 15-yard touchdown pass to Marcus Thornton that set up a 7-0 Hatchet lead. After the Hatchets got a 3-and-out on defense from North Davies, the Hatchets took over in great field position again, and the Hatchets would score later on a 10-yard touchdown pass from Jose Mejias to Austin Moody, which is where the score is at right now. Washington will, when this game starts up, the Hatchets will have a 2nd and 7 at their own 17-yard line. The Hatchets lead 14-0. Going through the stats that were left over, Jose Mejias is 2 for 2, passing the ball for 25 yards and 2 touchdowns. One pass was to Marcus Thorne for 15, and the other was to Austin Moody for 10. Both those guys have a touchdown apiece. Jose also has 3 carries for 28 yards, while Jaden Penley has 1 carry for 2 yards, and Austin Moody has a carry for 1 yard. For North Davies, they were really highlighted by Ethan Malone, who had 7 carries for 30 yards, while for Ryan Milligan, he had 15 yards on 5 carries for the Cougars. 56 yards total of offense from Washington in the first quarter compared to North Davies' 46. So that was basically what happened in the first quarter. In case you missed it last night, we're glad you're tuning in. If you're not, definitely tell your friends that we are here at the football game, obviously. It's quite a different feel having a game played on a Saturday morning compared to Friday night. It feels weird, just like you told me before we got our pregame started. You actually had a game that was actually played on a Saturday one time when you played back here at Washington. How was that?
It was just a lot different because you're used to the environment. I mean, there's a reason why they say there's nothing like the Friday night lights. I don't know that anybody's ever said there's nothing like high school football on a Saturday morning. It's just a different feel. It's just different because the kids have always been used to, you know, being out under the lights on a Friday night with the stands full and everything going on. So it's a little different feel, but, you know, it's a different feel for both teams. So that's really not going to be an issue, but it is a little different. But the one thing that will be interesting to see is the Hatchets came out last night just absolutely on fire, offensively, defensively, special teams. I mean, they dominated the first quarter. There's no doubt about that. So the key, if we go back and we revisit the prescription shot, prescription for success for the conclusion of this game, I think it's going to be how do the Hatchets come out at the start of this, because we're at the start of the second quarter. They have the ball. Are they going to be able to keep up that momentum and keep up the dominance that they've had so far, or is all this other stuff going to be a little bit of a distraction? So it'll be interesting to see what happens as we get started here in just a little bit. So I want to take just a second to thank our pregame sponsors, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones Investment Advisor, and Purdue Farms in Washington. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for more of the pregame show. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Low interest rates can be challenging for investors, especially if you're trying to generate income during retirement. But rising rates can bring new challenges. Are you prepared? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. If the headlines about rising interest rates have your attention, call me today and ask for our free report. When will interest rates rise? Call 1-812-254-1340. That's 254-1340. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the 3rd largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000. At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then 4 options to press 1 and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin.
I think they're going for the newest McPick, too, Rick.
Nice hustle up to the counter.
She's going for the quarter pounder with cheese.
Gotta like the choice on that one.
He's choosing the triple cheeseburger.
And it's good!
NFL season is here, and so is the newest McPick 2 for $5 lineup at McDonald's. Mix and match faves like the Quarter Pounder with Cheese, 10-Piece Chicken McNuggets, the Filet-O-Fish, and the new pick, Triple Cheeseburger with 2 slices of cheese. Hurry in and enjoy the choice. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of single item listed on menu board.
W-A-M-W.
We're back live at Hatchet Hollow. John Gear and Eric Wilson here for round two of the Hatchets and the Cougars. This is actually, this rivalry has kind of been on and off over the years, Eric, and there's actually quite a bit of history involved with it as well, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so. Obviously, these two teams have been playing each other since, it's been since about 2003 that these two teams have gotten together again and started playing. The last 3 years, the North Davies Cougars have kept the Highway 57 helmet. Both teams want to obviously get that helmet because it is a really nice helmet. And obviously, when you play for something like that, I mean, it's very, very huge and detrimental for these two football teams. I think that's why we saw the Hatchets come out with a lot of fire last night, because they haven't had it since 2012, which actually, the last time the Hatchets beat the Cougars in 2012 was here at Hatchet Hollow, and in 2012, that game also had a lightning delay that got shifted back to a Saturday afternoon game. So kind of the same situation here. So it'll be interesting, again, I think, going forward, how both these two teams come out. The one bad thing going for Washington is the momentum was killed. You're starting fresh. It's early in the morning. You really don't know how these high school kids are going to come out. I think that's going to be the thing moving forward. And North Davies knows they have new life. You know, they were, you know, pretty much, you know, down and out. It felt like down 14-0. Hatchets have the football. But if North Davies can get a stop to open up this reopened game, there's a chance for the Cougars. And, I mean, it's only 14 points. And I'm interested to see what this game's going to be like moving forward.
Yeah, definitely took an interesting turn. And for those of you tuning in to maybe catch the swap shop and you're a little confused why we're on the radio, the Hatchet football game against North Davies Cougars last night was postponed until this morning due to lightning. So we are just a few minutes away from kickoff. So
if you want, I can run through some scores that were from around the area last night. Obviously, there was a couple big games. Boonville defeated Harrisburg of Illinois 29 to 22 last night. The Jasper Wildcats fall to 1-3, losing to Heritage Hills 10-7 last night. North Knox defeated Noblesville Homeschool 48 to nothing. Vincennes Lincoln and Mount Vernon, that game was postponed. That game will be played at 6:00 tonight. That game didn't even get started. Mount Carmel and Princeton, currently that game's with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Mount Carmel's up 9-0. Mount Carmel's a team we will see at Mount Carmel in 2 weeks. Of course, we played Princeton last week. That game will get restarted at 2:00. So those are just a couple games that are around the area. Obviously, a lot of the games here down in the southwestern part of Indiana got really hit with some storms last night that really have pushed back a lot of these games to today, which is a really odd feeling.
Yeah, it is. And there, you know, I think some Evansville games got in. I know the Heritage Hills Jasper game concluded where Heritage Hills beat Jasper 10-7 last night. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of high school football this afternoon, so everybody can enjoy that for their respective teams and then move on to the college portion of the day. So,
and yeah, don't bring that up. Don't forget, although there is high school football today, after this Hatchet football game, you can go over to our sister station at the Jack 96.7 WFML as the Purdue Boilermakers will take on the Cincinnati Bearcats. That game is a 12:00 start. And then the Notre Dame Fighting Irish here later today on Memories 107.9 at 3:30. It's Notre Dame versus Nevada. Notre Dame looking to get off the mat after a upset defeat last week to the Texas Longhorns. So we'll see how today's college action goes. And then, of course, tonight, the Tennessee Volunteers playing the Virginia Tech Hokies tonight at Bristol Motor Speedway, an expected crowd of 150,000 people. What do you think about that, playing at a racetrack, a college football game?
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
As the good old Darrell Waltrip would tell us, but I think that's interesting, bringing college football and NASCAR together. Obviously, NASCAR's kind of, the last couple of years, their fan bases have kind of dropped, but I think maybe it might be revised a little bit with the addition of this college football game, so it should be huge for not just college football, but NASCAR as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great setting, very unique, and it'll be interesting to see how that pans out as we are getting ready here to restart the action as both teams have made their way to the field. And again, just a quick recap, it's going to be Hatchet football at the start of the second quarter. The A&R Home Center scoreboard is all lit up here in the sunlight at 14-0 in favor of the Hatchets. When action resumes, the Hatchets will be moving right to left on the radio dial. And we're not going to waste any time here. We're going to get back to action.
Just how I like it.
Absolutely.
No delays. Let's just get this game going. And I know both these two teams want to get back on the field and get this game started again. But this time we got no kickoffs, so definitely a different feel. No kickoffs to start this one. Hatchets will have a 2nd and 7 at the 17-yard line to start this second quarter.
Yep, we're going to jump right in. So Hatchets up to the line. It's going to be 2nd and 7 for Washington, again, on their own 17-yard line. And we're ready to go. Mejias back in the shotgun. Spread formation for the Hatchets. Pinley in motion. Pitch to Moody around the outside. Hops over a Cougar defender. That should be enough for a Hatchet first down.
Well, you could tell Austin Moody was ready to get this morning started.
Yeah, he's...
Normally a lot of high school kids would be a little sluggish out of the gate, but Austin Moody hurdles two defenders and gets a first down. So great job for the Hatchets to start this second quarter.
Maybe looking to earn another letter in a different sport. Maybe he can do the hurdles and track in between baseball.
I think
he
could. I think there's a lot of different sports he could do if he really wanted to. But obviously, with keeping up with your high school academics, it'd be pretty difficult.
Mejias back in the gun. Moody in the backfield. Going to run an option. Pitch out to Moody. Moody breaks around the outside. He's got room to run. Got a blocker. Cuts it back upfield. Cuts it back to the outside. He's still on his feet. Great job by Austin Moody to get to the Cougar 45-yard line. And like you said, Eric, Austin Moody has come to play this morning.
He really has. And I love the play call from Jake Durnell. A little bit of a halfback option to halfback option pass from Jose Mejias to Austin Moody. And he takes that thing around the corner, and he just goes. Runs it up the sideline. That was a gain of 31 yards. So great run from Austin Moody.
First and 10 for the Hatchets at the Cougar 46-yard line. 11:04 left to go here in the second quarter. Trips to the near side. Mejias in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Throws it out to Thorne. Thorne cuts back inside. Going to pick up a gain of about 2 on the play. Nice job by Marcus Thorne. The little backwards pass. Marcus Thorne gets a couple yards out of it, so it's going to bring up a 2nd and 8 for the Hatchets. I have a feeling that Coach Durnell is going to be pretty aggressive with the play calling to put some points on the board immediately to reestablish the dominant performance that they had in the first quarter.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's what you have to aim for here on this possession. Get that momentum that you had in the first quarter from last night. Get it back and, you know, just keep chugging away.
Mejias takes a snap, looks to pass. He's got room, scrambles. He's going to keep it. He's got room. He's got a Hatchet first down and more. He's still on his feet. Great job by Jose Mejias. Rolls out to the right. Nobody was open. Just kept it himself, and for a gain of about 20 on the play.
Well, I'm seeing two different teams right now on the football field. The Hatchets have come out raring to go. I think that 14-0 lead gave them a spark even coming into this morning. And I think North Davies is just a little bit sluggish, still trying to get their legs underneath them, because right now the Hatchets are just taking full advantage on five plays. They've driven this thing 60 yards.
Going to be 1st and 10 from the North Davies 19. Mejias in the gun. takes a snap, hands off to Moody. Moody is going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up a second and 10. North Davies did a nice job that time of getting to the outside, taking better pursuit angles to cut Austin Moody off, because the problem that they have, especially with a couple runs on this drive, is they let Austin Moody get to the corner, and at that point it's a track meet, and I don't think many of those kids are going to be able to keep up with Moody once he gets around the corner.
Well, and Jake Durnell wants to make this game a track meet. He really wants to put a lot of pressure on this North Davies defense, and he's doing a great job of it to open this game.
Mejia's in the shotgun, back to pass, rolling. He's got a little pressure. Throws incomplete. Nice job of getting rid of it. Incomplete pass to Marcus Thorne.
Held on to that ball just a little bit too long. I think he was trying to really, as hard as he could, make a big play out of that. But you got to give North Davies credit where it was due. Great coverage on the play by the Cougars. And that's where, if you're Jose Mejias, you did a great job getting the ball out. But probably should have got that ball out just a little bit quicker.
Hatchets are faced with a 3rd and 12 here after that incomplete pass. We'll see what, obviously, I would imagine that we're in 4-down territory here regardless. Mejias takes a snap. He's got time. He's got time. Over the middle.
Oh.
Picked off. Picked off by Ryan Milligan. And he's got room to run. He's running it back. Going to be tackled just about at midfield by Austin Moody. So as the Hatchets drive the ball down the field, not able to convert in the red zone. Interception, nice run back by North Davies, and they're going to have the ball just shy of midfield.
Yeah, that was just one of those situations where Jose was just trying to make too big of a play, going for the home run ball, trying to get 6 more points on the board. I think obviously, again, North Davies with great coverage, I think that's just a situation where you got to throw that away. And the Hatchets weren't good enough territory. They could have kicked a field goal. Austin Moody's got a great leg, so points on the board definitely missed from the Hatchets on that possession.
Helms under center, takes a snap, stuffed, absolutely nowhere to go. Gunner Williams was in the backfield to meet number 16 for North Davies, Wyatt Allen. Nice job there by Gunner and the rest of the Hatchet defense to stop that play before it got started. 2nd and 10, 9:23 left to go in the second quarter. North Davies with the ball on their own 48-yard line. Helms under center. Takes a snap. Hands it again off to Allen. Allen is stuffed again for a loss. Austin Moody, Gunner Williams, and Jose Mejias all on the tackle for the Hatchet. So where the offense couldn't convert, the defense is picking up the slack for them so far.
Yeah, and they're doing a great job of shutting down any kind of momentum that North Davies picked up from that interception. Great job by Jose to kind of pick himself up and make a great play on defense, as well as Gunner Williams and Austin Moody.
So two plays, two tackles for Gunner Williams so far. 3rd and 10 for the Hatchets. Helms takes a snap. Hands it off to Malone. Malone is drilled at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of a yard, but the North Davies offense is just going absolutely nowhere. This Hatchet defense is ready to play as well.
Yeah, I think definitely it's an encouraging sign when the Hatchets just come out and do what they did defensively after throwing a pick like that. And now the Hatchets on a 4th and 9, definitely the ball at midfield. North Davies could go for it, but they know it's a smart decision to punt it.
Punt is away. This time they're going to kick it away from Moody. It's going to go out of bounds at about the Hatchet 26-yard line. So great job by the Hatchet defense to pick up the slack, force a 3-and-out, and stop what little momentum the Cougars put together right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Momentum's going to be such a – I mean, we talk about momentum being such a crucial part in any high school football game, but it's very crucial in a game like this where you normally don't – it's rare seeing things like this where a game gets postponed and moved the next day, and, you have to restart from scratch, basically. So great job by the Hatchets. Obviously, they've shown that they can move the ball and also get great stop on defense.
All right, the Hatchets take over with the 1st and 10. Mejias in the shotgun. Thorne in motion. Hand off to Thorne around the end. Looking for a blocker. Flag on the play. Thorne with maybe a gain of one on the play, but we'll wait to see what the officials decide here. Holding on the hatchets. So that'll back the hatchets up here. So not necessarily what wanted to see, but as a referee step it off, going to be first and 20 for the hatchets. So now from their own 15-yard line, Mejias comes up to the line. 7:47 left to go in the second quarter. Moody in motion. Mejias takes a snap, rolls right, throws to Moody, just over the outstretched arm of Austin Moody. Moody was open, would have had a little room to run, but just couldn't quite connect.
And
there's
flag.
A flag on the play, which is going to be against North Davies.
Yeah, a late hit. Right after Jose got the ball released from his hands, North Davies Cougar drilled Jose, and that's a big no-no. Obviously, you got to be more disciplined. So that's going to give the Hatchets a first down on a 15-yard penalty.
So that will negate the holding call, and ball's going to be at the Hatchet 30-yard line, first and 10. So caught a break there. We'll see. See if the Hatchet offense can get things back together here. Going to be in the I formation. Gunnar Williams at fullback. Moody, halfback. Thorne in motion. Pitch out to Moody. Moody cuts it back inside. Breaks through, and he's off to the races, folks. Austin Moody is going to score a touchdown. All alone, ran through the line. Austin Moody in for the score. And the Hatchets are looking to take a 3-touchdown lead here on the Cougars.
Well, you can see why he's the athlete that he is. He made some juke moves, and then he just broke it to the outside. There was only one man to beat for North Davies, number 14, Jonathan McBride. He was trying as hard as he could, but he just could not catch up to the speed that Austin Moody possesses.
That was a great job, not only by Moody to read his blockers and take his time, but the offensive line did a good job of holding their blocks to give Moody the opportunity to make that fantastic run. Moody on to attempt the extra point. Kick is up. And it is no good. So with 7:23 left to go in the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 20, North Davies 0. So great job there by the Hatchets to strike and extend their lead so far.
Yeah, and obviously, if you're Jake Durnell, you couldn't have asked for a much greater start. I mean, this is looking like the first quarter from last night. The Hatchets are getting stops on defense, and then they're making North Davies pay on the ground game. And again, right now, if you're North Davies, you kind of got to shake off the cobwebs because you do look up at the scoreboard and you are down 20-0. And for North Davies, who has a little bit of a maligned offense, who just hasn't gotten really anything, and we've seen it so far in this game, they've really dug themselves a deep hole.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Hatchets just have come out again and done a good job on both sides of the ball. But one thing that's impressive is they fought through that little bit of adversity after that interception in the red zone, came back with a 3-and-out and then a touchdown. So great job by the Hatchets. We are set for the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff as the bell tolls for the Austin Moody touchdown. Moody on to kickoff. And here we go. Squib kick. Ground ball fielded at the 30. Nice job by the Hatchets after a return of about 11 yards by, looks like, Kel Vaughn for the Cougars. So the Hatchet defense will be back on the field and obviously looking for another 3-and-out here.
Yeah, that's what you got to hope for. And, again, I've just been so impressed with the way the Hatchets have been able to bounce back. With 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, you really don't know how they're going to come out, especially on a Saturday morning. You know, they're probably waking up this morning thinking that, they're going to sleep in and be able to enjoy themselves on a relaxing Saturday. But that's not been the case. But I've been so impressed with this team, just the way they've came out.
Helms hands up. Nope, Helms is going to keep it. He's going to be stuffed by Isaac Whitehead. Great job by Isaac Whitehead to read the quarterback. Did the fake the handoff to the running back and went to keep it and ran into a brick wall, otherwise known as Isaac Whitehead.
Yeah, Isaac Whitehead is a brick wall. He's kind of built like one, too. You know, he's pretty good size at 6'1", 210 pounds. He's just a junior, too, so the Hatchets are going to be you throw him in there with Marcus Thorne, Wes Edwards. This Hatchet team's, you know, obviously you don't want to think about the future yet, but it's looking pretty bright the next few years for Washington.
Second 9 for the Cougars on their own 41-yard line. Helms back to pass. Pressure. Throws it over the middle.
Oh,
just out of the outstretched arms of Milligan, and Wes Edwards and Austin Moody almost were able to pick the ball off.
Yeah, I feel like that Austin Moody and Wes Edwards wasn't anticipating Ryan Milligan to drop that ball. They were coming after him and ready to make the tackle. So they were a little bit –
bamboozled.
Yeah, they're a little befuddled by the ball coming out of the hands, and they could have had an interception there.
Great job again by the Hatchets. Great job by Jeffrey Byler. Broke through the line of scrimmage and stopped the Cougars for a loss to bring up a fourth down. I tell you what, this Hatchet defense is looking tough this morning.
They really are. I mean, they're bringing blitz coverages. I mean, Jake Durnell's not afraid. And Jake Durnell knows what North Davies is good at, and that's running the football and being a power eye formation team. So the Hatchets have sniffed out every run so far that North Davies has had. And right now, on 6 plays, the Cougars have negative 1 yards.
North Davies boots it away. Short kick. Moody is going to let it go. It's going to roll to about the Hatchet 28-yard line. So that's where Washington will take over. So far, we've just kind of picked up where we were at last night as far as how this game's going, and obviously that's a good sign for Hatchet fans. 5:50 left to go in the second quarter. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, if you're just tuning in, Washington is now up 20-0 on the North Davies Cougars with the ball and have looked just as dominant this morning as they did last night.
Yeah, they really have, and again, it all falls back to, you know, way these kids have come out this morning, you know, knowing that a trophy is on the line and something that this team hasn't won in 4 years, definitely huge.
Pitch out to Moody. Moody's got blockers, cuts it outside. He's still on his feet. Brought down by number 27 after a gain of a first down, but we got a flag on the play.
I think we got a late hit that's coming on North Davies. Moody was already wrapped up and taken down to the ground. It looks like number 9, Brandon Craven, just came in with a late hit the last second as Moody was already down at the ground, but we will see. Oh, no, it's a holding. Okay.
You're going to have a block in the back on the Hatchets after a 12-yard run, so going to back that up for the Hatchets and negate that gain by Austin Moody.
I'm currently 0-for-1 on guessing on penalty calls. Something that you were 2-for-4 with last night. So,
I was going to say, you're going to have to improve your game a little bit to get in my league.
Well, I got to go 2-for-3 now. So
pressure's on now. But although I could hurt, I mean, if I start making bad calls, then it could hurt my percentage, and then you'd be right back in the ball game. So.
Yeah, that was something that really, really hurt both teams in the first quarter last night. Was the penalties. Both teams had 4 penalties for 20 yards, and right now the Hatchets and Cougars again having a little bit of trouble with the penalties.
Gunner Williams takes the handoff up the middle and plows through the North Davies defense. That'll be good enough for a Hatchet first down. Great job by the offensive line to open up that hole. Gunner followed his blocks, picked up the first down. I think as the season progresses, I think we'll see a little bit more of Gunner Williams offensively.
I think we will. I think we're just scratching the surface of what kind of play calls we'll be seeing Gunner Williams included in. You know, he's a powerful fullback, and he's one of those guys that can easily obtain 3 or 4 yards on every carry. And the ability to bounce off tackles the way he does, you know, that's what you need in a fullback. And, you know, the fullback's not used as much anymore in football, but it's great seeing Gunner get those carries.
Mejias hands it off to Penley. Penley off the right side for a gain of about 3. So that's going to bring up about a second and seven here as we're under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Hatchets are going to be on their own 45-yard line. So far, so good on this drive, other than the penalty. But Hatchets are continuing to move the ball down the field. So Coach Journal has got to be pleased. We'll see what he has dialed up here for second and seven. I formation. Mejias is going to keep it. He's got room on the outside. Brought down by Milligan after a gain of about three. So nice job by Mejias to pick up some positive yardage there to bring up about a third and four. So very manageable third down coming up here for the Hatchets.
Yeah, absolutely. Jose was just able to put his head down on the ground, pick up some positive yards. And that's what I've noticed on compared from Washington's offense to North Davie's offense. We saw it in the first quarter last night. We're seeing again here in the second quarter this morning. Washington's getting positive yards and North Davie's is getting negative yards. And that's a huge difference, not just in the momentum of this football game, but in the field position as well.
Wes Edwards in motion. Pitch out to Austin Moody. Moody breaks through a tackle. We're going to wait to see at the spot, but he's right down at the marker. So we'll see what they decide to do here.
You know, on a normal running back, he would have probably got stopped right where number 47, Tyler Gray, because Tyler Gray's a pretty good tackler. And now it looks like that he's going to be just short. I think they got to bring the chains in for this one. But anyways, as I was saying, Austin Moody's not, he's your, not a normal running back, I think. I say that because, you know, like I said, a normal running back would have got hit on that play and probably dropped for a loss. But he was able to power through just the physical nature of Moody. And we'll see if he gets a first down, and looks like he does.
Yeah, it was fairly apparent to me that he had the first down, but I guess the referees wanted to give the chain gang a little action here this morning to make sure.
Well,
awake,
you also have to remember it's 10:30. It's 10 o'clock, 10:30 in the morning. Not just the players, but I think the officials are still trying to wake up just a little bit as well this morning. So,
well, everything turned out good for the Hatchets, so they're going to be first and 10 in Cougar territory. Let the chain gang get set here. Got the whistle, and we're ready to get back to action. Mejias under center. Hand off to Moody. Around the right side. Breaks through a couple Cougars. Gain of about two. Bring up a second eight here for the Hatchets. So, I look at any time here for Coach Durnell to maybe even dip. See if I can talk this morning. I'm having trouble too. Dip into his bag of tricks, or try to take a shot downfield here.
It'll be interesting. Or do you just keep it on the ground with what's been working so far with Jose Mejias and Austin Moody, or just like you said, do you try going deep downfield with Wes or Marcus? And we'll see what they do here.
Hand off to Penley. Penley around the outside, tripped up by Milligan after a gain.
Great
of a couple.
Great job by Jaden Penley. That probably could have gone for 0 yards, but he was able to dive forward for about 2 yards. I think the spot was a little bit. I thought he got a couple more yards, but they're giving him the spot at the 44. But sets up a third and six now for the Hatchets.
Yeah, the Hatchets here. Very manageable third down, though. Third and six. So we'll see what. What happens here? Obviously, Hatchets need to convert this to continue this drive. Handoff up the middle to Gunner Williams. Gunner Williams carries a couple Cougars with him for a gain of about five. So, going to bring up a fourth and maybe two. So
I'd say you go for it. You're up 20. If you're Washington, you know, try to put this game away. I mean, there's still 1:45 left to go. Your defense has done a great job stopping North Davies. If you somehow don't get it, North Davies is still going to have to go down 60 yards to try and put up a score.
Yep. Coach Durnell got him back on the field, trips to the far side. Mejias in the gun, takes a snap, rolls, throws it out to Jaden Penley for the catch and the hatchet first down.
It wasn't a pretty pass, but Jaden Penley was able to dive for it and catch it near the North Davies sideline for a gain of about 4 yards. Great job by Jaden to dive for it and make the play.
Yeah, that was a what we would call a wounded duck. So Hatchets are going to take a quick timeout, and so are we, with 1:21 left to go in the second quarter. The A&R Home Center scoreboard reads Washington 20, North Davies 0. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Davies County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance, call 254-4668.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We're your local supplier of diesel exhaust fluid, which has been used since 2010 in diesel vehicles equipped with selective catalytic reduction technology to decrease exhaust emissions. Diesel exhaust fluid is a safe, stable, non-toxic fluid sold by Freddy Energy in bulk, totes, drums, and smaller containers. We can also supply pumps and valves for handling convenience. For more information, please give us a call at 254-3671.
Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, as Hatchets have a first and 10 on the North Davies 36-yard line. Mejias back to pass. Throws a wounded duck. I got to tell you what, right? That was not a very good pass by Mejias, but that was a great job by Marcus Thorne to come back to the ball and turn into the defender to knock that down, because there's no way he was going to catch it, but he did prevent another Cougar interception.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, you know, Tyler Gray had a beat on that ball for North Davies. Wasn't a great pass from Jose, kind of left that a little short. And, you know, great job by Marcus to kind of get himself turned around, come back to the football, and just knock it away. You know, with too many wide receivers these days, they try and make the catch, but when they realize a defender's in the area and they see that he's going for the interception, that's what I love seeing wide receivers do, just knock it down and just start the next play over.
Second and 10 for the Hatchets. Moody in motion. Going to run an option out to the end for a pickup of about 8 on the play to Marcus Thorne. Little misdirection play there. Had me a little confused as well as the Cougars. So good job there by Coach Durnell and the rest of the Hatchets, as we are under a minute to go here in the second quarter. And if just to kind of go back to last night, the Hatchets will have the ball back at the start of the third quarter as well.
Yeah, so again, you know, I think if you're the Hatchets, it's 4-down territory from here. But obviously you've got a kicker like Austin Moody. But
trips to the near side. Mejias rolls. Throws to Moody. Moody, bobbles the ball. That would have been 6 points, folks. And I know Austin Moody is kicking himself right now, because he had a chance to pull that in, and he would have just been able to run right to the corner of the end zone. So missed opportunity there for the Hatchets, but plenty more available, I would imagine. So it's going to bring up a 4th and 2, 32.7 to go here in the first half. This first half has lasted quite a long time.
It has. I think it's gone by a little bit slower than I think maybe we were thinking. But obviously with the Hatchets, they're going to go for it here, take a chance. They've already converted. But
Hatchets are going to talk it over, so let's take a quick break. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service.
Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
WAMW, the voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, Hatchets going to have a false start here on the 4th and 2. So after the timeout by the Hatchets to talk it over, Washington has a false start, so that's going to change things just a bit.
Jane Pinoy was ready to get going. He kind of moved just a little bit too quick. He was ready to get that play started, but you can't do that when the ball hasn't been snapped yet. So, unfortunately, Jane gets hit with a 5-yard false start penalty, and now the Hatchets have a 4th and about 7 from the 33.
Yep, 4th and 7, 32.7 to go.
But we've converted on 4th down before so far in this game, in this second quarter, so let's see if we can do it again.
Mejias back to pass. He's got plenty of time. Throws it just over the outstretched arms of Marcus Thorne. So that's going to turn the ball over. Looked like Thorne stopped short a little bit, and if he'd have kept running, that probably would have been a Hatchet touchdown.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, that was a really good throw from Jose Mejias. The good thing that I saw about that throw was he kept it out of the away from the defender, Tyler Gray. So now with only 27 and a half seconds left, it'll be interesting to see what Scotty Helms is going to do. We got a stoppage.
Don't know. We got
equipment issue.
Looks like it's fixed, so we're ready to roll here. 1st and 10 for the Cougars. 27.5 left to go in the second quarter on their own 33-yard line. Helms back to pass. Throws it out to Milligan. Milligan brought down after about a gain of 4 on the play. Looks like Gunnar Williams and Austin Fox in on the tackle. Looks like we're going to have a North Davies timeout here. So with 17 seconds to go before halftime. So I guess for all you swap shoppers out there that are mad that Angela Allen is not on the air right now, I think Wes Taylor has a nice handcrafted cedar hope chest that he would like to sell. So I'm not sure about the price because I'm going to have to get a cut of the commission for this. So, we'll negotiate that. But quality craftsmanship and definitely something you want to check out. So with that being said, we're going to get back to action here, and the Cougars are going to have at least an opportunity to get one more play off here, maybe two, depending on what happens. So
I think if you're the Hatchets, you got to be ready for anything. Obviously, North Davies, they're going to take their shots. I mean, they're down 20-0. They know Washington's going to get the ball. They know they need something. So
yeah, they don't have a choice here. They're going to have to. Helms fumbles the snap. He's got pressure. Mejias, still with pressure, still completed the pass to Milligan. Milligan is brought down by Isaac Whitehead. Great job by Isaac Whitehead of staying home, playing his position, and getting the tackle. And after all that, only a gain of a yard.
It wasn't even a yard. He lost about 5 yards. So great job by Washington. And now, after one quarter, we go into the locker room for halftime. So it's a little bit different, but
so 26 hours later, we're at halftime here at Hatchet Hollow on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 20, North Davies 0. We're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
When I was a kid, I loved cars. To me, having a great car was just part of the American dream. Having my own dealership was also something I dreamed of. After years of hard work and help from a lot of family and friends, now, every single day, I get to see people get their part of the American dream. That's what Ford means to me. Come to Buildops and Ford. We're fair, we're hometown, and a handshake still seals the deal with us. Come visit Buildops and Ford and see the American dream going strong.
As a working mom to two kids, life can get really busy, and we are always on the go. Whether I'm going to the grocery store, or I'm chauffeuring my baby to daycare, or whether I'm shuffling the other one to soccer practice, I know that there's always going to be a local Chuckles where I can stop in, I can fill up, I can grab a hot cup of coffee, and I can get it out of there quick so I can pick them back up.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our
John Gear and Eric Wilson back here at Hatchet Hollow as we have come to halftime here. And on the NR Home Center scoreboard, Washington 20, North Davie 0. You never know what to expect when you have a game that's postponed and moved to another day. But the Hatchets came out this morning ready to play on both sides of the ball. Offense came out playing well. A couple miscues, but looked as good as they've looked all season. Defense has done an outstanding job against North Davies here this morning, as they did last night also. So great job by the Hatchets of just kind of picking up where they left off and not letting the change in scenery, so to speak, not having the lights on, affect them any.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, Washington has really come out with really a purpose, the same kind of purpose they came out with last night. Really nothing's changed. I saw a still motivated Washington football team. They really kept North Davies from doing the things they wanted to do. And I think that was the big game plan for Jake Durnell, was to really keep North Davies from having long possessions and get the football back and make it a track meet. And, you know, Washington's been having some really good runs. I've really loved what I've seen so far this morning from Austin Moody. He's had two big runs already this morning. Again, you know, it all comes down to how well are you ready to come out and play, no matter the situation, no matter the weather. Are you ready to come out and play and bust your tails for 48 minutes? And right now, for 24 minutes in a span of about 12 hours, this Hatchet football team has done a great job.
Absolutely done a great job. I want to take a second to thank our halftime sponsor, Goodwin Funeral Home. Goodwin Funeral Home, Chris Severs and John Baldwin together again and putting your families first. Let's take a quick look at the stats and see what we've come up with so far in after two quarters of play.
Well, I'll go ahead and start with Washington. The Hatchets have done a great job running the football, especially in this second quarter. Austin Moody has been the big load carrier. He's got 7 carries for 114 yards and 1 touchdown. Jane Penley has 3 carries for 7 yards. Gunnar Williams has 2 carries for 14 yards. Jose Mejias has 5 carries for 56 yards. And Marcus Thorne has 1 carry for 8 yards, which rounds out to a total of 199 rushing yards. On the receiving end, Jose Mejias is 4 of 10 passing for 31 yards with 2 touchdowns and 1 INT. Marcus Thorne has 2 of those receptions for 17 yards and a touchdown. Austin Moody caught the air touchdown. Both those were in the first quarter. That was a 10-yard pass. And then in the second quarter, Jaden Penley caught a fourth down conversion of 4 yards. So that is the Hatchets. And again, 31 yards, 199 yards rushing, evens out to 230 yards of total offense in that first half for Washington. For North Davies, Ryan Milligan has struggled in this contest. He has 5 carries for 15 yards, while Ethan Malone for North Davies has 8 carries for 35 yards. Number 27, Austin Markle has 2 carries for 2 yards. Number 16, Wyatt Allen had 2 carries for 0 yards and 1 carry and 1 yard for the quarterback, number 12, Britton Helms. The rushing yard total rounds out to 53 yards, and then not much in the passing game for North Davies. Britton Helms is 4 of 8 passing for 7 yards. 3 of those have been caught for Ryan Milligan, who has negative 2 yards. That rounds out to 7 yards passing, 53 rushing for 60 yards of total offense. So you look at the big stat, 230 yards of total offense for Washington, only 60 yards. For North Davies. And the big thing coming away with that first half was Scotty Helms and North Davies knew what they were up against. They knew Washington had the better athletes, and they really knew that controlling the time of possession was going to be so crucial in this game. So, again, not only did Washington dominate the time of possession that second quarter, they've just really flat-out dominated this entire first half. So, again, great job by Washington all around. Now the question is, can we keep this up for 24 more minutes?
Yeah, there's definitely you don't want to have a letdown after halftime and think that this game is won. I look for the Hatchet team to come out firing on all cylinders and put this thing away. So with that, we are going to take a quick break. And then we will be back here to finish up the Goodwin Funeral Home halftime show. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At Goodwin Funeral Home, you are family. They treat your family like theirs with dignity, compassion, and respect. You are not a number or a transaction at Goodwin. They treat every service as a fitting tribute and lasting memorial of a special person. Chris Sievers, John Baldwin, and the Goodwin family consider your family their number one priority. Call 812-882-5900 and learn about their services. Goodwin Funeral Home, family serving friends.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then four options to press one and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin.
When buying insurance, finding protection close to home is always better. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. When you call our office, you will always speak to an agent. Our staff will work hard to help you get the right, affordable coverage that you need. Give us a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Save big bucks on great trucks at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get 20% off selected Ram 1500 trucks during the Ram Power Day sale. Up to $10,000 off selected vehicles. Don't you want to drive the longest lasting pickup on the road? If you want the best deals and biggest savings, head to Washington Chrysler Center now. It's not just a better deal, it's a better buying experience. WashingtonChryslerCenter.com.
WAMW, the voice of the Hatchets.
Back live at Hatchet Hollow, John Gear and Eric Wilson, as we wrap up our abbreviated halftime on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 20, North Davie 0. Stats, what do you think we're going to see from the Hatchet offense as we come back from the second half.
I'm not sure what we're going to see. I'm hoping we're what I want to see is the same thing that got us this 20-0 lead in the first half. You know, I think I like the execution from Washington in the second quarter as far as running the football. The Hatchets only had 30-40 some yards running the football in the first quarter. That immediately changed in the second quarter by picking up 100 some more. So right now I think it's very important to just keep the ball on the ground, not turn the football over, not give North Davies a reason to get back into this football game. You want to keep them down and out, and right now that's what you got to look for if you're Jake Durnell and this Hatchet football team. It'll be interesting to see how North Davies comes out and approaches this second half. Will they try and mix up a couple of their blitzes on defense or coverages? And on offense, are they going to try and air it out a little bit more? Because their run game has been absolutely stuffed in this second quarter.
You are listening to WAMW-FM Washington. Hatchet Football is brought to you in part by The End Zone, screen printing and embroidery, McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington, Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North in Washington, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in Washington, Purdue Farms in Washington, and the Kingpin Bowling Center, rock and bowl every Friday and Saturday night. As we are getting close to starting the second half, and one thing, obviously, when the sun's out here on a Saturday morning, of course, the sun's shining, the birds are chirping, everybody's happy it's not raining. But the other problem is you can't really see the scoreboard.
Yeah, and especially with the sun being with the sun being in a different direction compared to being at night, definitely gives it an added feel. But you know, I'm sure you know you got to take a sunny day over a rainy day any day, especially for a football game. So. It's great that we're having this nice weather and we can pick this game back up. And Have a couple clouds in the sky, but it doesn't look like we should have any worries about rain in the forecast, at least for the next couple hours.
Yeah, we should be good. Both teams out warming up on the field. We're going to take this opportunity to take a quick break, and we will be back as we conclude the Goodwin Funeral Home Halftime Show and get ready for second half action. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At Goodwin Funeral Home, you are family. They treat your family like theirs with dignity, compassion, and respect. You are not a number or a transaction at Goodwin. They treat every service as a fitting tribute and lasting memorial of a special person. Chris Sievers, John Baldwin, and the Goodwin family consider your family their number one priority. Call 812-882-5900 and learn about their services. Goodwin Funeral Home, family serving friends.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then four options to press one and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin.
WAMW.
John Gear, joined by Eric Wilson, back here as we are winding up the halftime. Well, halftime lack of festivities today, as all the homecoming excitement and things were done last night. But we are under a minute to go as we get ready to see the second half Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. And Eric, I'm pleased with what we've seen so far, and expect to see a little bit more of the same in the second half.
Yeah, just like I said, going into the second half with our, continuing with the prescription for success, I think the important thing is just to keep your foot on the pedal. And obviously, you're up 20-0. You could easily get a little lackadaisical and fall back into just wanting to get out of here and win the football game. But I know Jake Durnell too well, and know he won't do that. He's going to, I think it'll be interesting to see what Washington does offensively on their first drive to open up this second half.
Absolutely. Washington lined up. They're ready to receive the kickoff, and here come the Cougars. Hatchets still going right to left on the radio dial as we start the second half. We'll see what happens here. We have yet to see a kickoff from the Cougars either today or last night, so don't really know what to expect, so we'll see what happens. My guess is they probably will not kick it directly to Austin Moody, but I have been wrong once or twice before.
Watch for the onside kick. I wouldn't be surprised if North Davies tries going with that just to try and pick up some momentum, but we'll see. For a sophomore, Brandon Craven's a pretty good kicker, so we'll see.
And ball's down. Cougars are set, and he puts the boots to it. Little pop-up kick to Austin Moody. Moody fields it at the 15. That's outside. He's got a block. Moody cuts back inside, weaves his way around, still on his feet, past midfield. Nice return by Austin Moody. About a 35-yard return for Moody, and puts the Hatchets in Cougar territory again to start this drive.
And now you know why people don't kick to him.
Well, I was wrong that they wouldn't kick to him.
Well, I didn't think they were either. I was thinking onside kick or maybe just a little squib kick, but, obviously they tried kicking to Moody, and they tried that experiment, and if we ever see North Davies kick off again, I guarantee you they won't be trying it.
That experiment did not go well for the Cougars.
No.
So. Well, we got whistles. They sometimes forget to take the tee off the field after a kickoff.
You get so caught up in the play after the kick that, the players that are going to be running out there, or the place kicker that's supposed to pick it up, just kind of forgets that it's still on there. So
Mejias pitches out to Moody. Moody tries to get to the outside. He's got a blocker. He's got room to run. Cuts it another gear. He gone. Touchdown, Austin Moody. Gets to the sideline and just takes care of business. And the Hatchets strike quick here in the second half.
8 carries, 160 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Austin Moody.
I may be going out on a limb here, but I think he is probably in the number one position to get player of the game. I know that could be a shock to everyone listening at home, but I'm pretty confident that if things continue this way, he's got a pretty good chance.
I'd say pretty well so. He's got more than half the Hatchet total offense and yards, so.
Moody on to attempt the extra point. Ball is up. And that one is good. 11:41 to go in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 27, North Davies nothing. So great start for the Hatchets as they get a quick score here in the second half. And, you know, before too long, the Cougars are going to have to start throwing caution to the wind here and start trying different things to see if there's any chance that they can get back in this ballgame.
Yeah, it's not looking too good right now. 11:41, still plenty of time, but you're down 27-0. And now it just becomes a point if you're North Davies. You know, where can you pick up some positives? Because there just hasn't been a whole lot of positives, especially today. You know, the Hatchets have done pretty much everything well from offense to defense to special teams. And it'll be interesting to see what Scotty Helms draws up. Do they try a couple trick plays and just try and air it out and see what they can do, or we'll see.
Austin Moody on for the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff here. Moody puts the boots to it. Going to be fielded about the 14-yard line. Not a whole lot of room to run. Nice tackle made by Dalton Irvin to keep the Cougars from advancing the ball too far.
You know, the
nice job by Dalton.
You know, the greatest sound you're ever going to hear at Hatchet Hollow is the ringing of that bell. That bell just got rung 27 times, signaling the Hatchets have 27 points. I want to put up some more points so we can hear that bell just a little bit more.
Well, at this point, I'd have to take my shoes off to count to 27, and I don't know that we're going to get there. So I'm not. I'll let you do the counting.
Well, you've got 10 toes and 10 fingers. That's 20 altogether.
Presumably, yes.
And then you'd have to count all over. So
yeah, the counting over is where I struggle. Cougars hand the ball off up the middle. Very short, maybe a gain of two, but great job by Mejias Williams. And looks like Austin Fox in on the tackle for the Hatchets. I tell you what, this Hatchet defense has just absolutely smothered the Cougar offense. They've tried to get started I don't know how many times, and they gain a few yards here and there, but overall, the Hatchets are just absolutely stuffing up this Cougar offense.
Yeah, they just haven't had any momentum in running the football, and that's a, you know, 75% of North Davies' offense comes from the power eye formation. They just haven't had anything going for that.
Helms fumbles the snap. Looks like Washington has fallen on it. We'll see what happens here.
And
Hatchet football. Helms looks like didn't quite like he backed out a little bit before he had the ball. Ball fell on the ground. Hatchets recovered. And again, if you're the Hatchets, got to be loving every minute of this. And if you're Scotty Helms and the North Davies faithful, don't think anything else could go wrong here at this point.
Yeah, and we talked about before the game, you know, coming out with a new attitude, and you know, North Davies obviously it's a fresh start, but you know, this game has really picked up off of where we started from last night.
Mejias with the handoff to Moody. Moody plows through for a couple yards. That's going to bring up a second and 8 at the North Davies 24-yard line. So Hatchets, you know, the story of this game, the underlying theme has been the field position for the Hatchets and the lack of field position for the Cougars, and the Hatchets has just absolutely taken advantage of that at every turn.
Not just every field position, just about every category that you can name in football, it's gone in favor of Washington. So it's just not been good. It's just not been good from North Davies.
Mejias hands it off to Williams up the middle. Gunner with a gain of about 2. Going to bring up about a 3rd and 6 here for the Hatchets with just under 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Just outside of the red zone here, so we'll see what the Hatchets can do to convert this third down and keep this drive going.
I think the important thing is right now, if you're watching, you got a big lead, but try getting that clock moving just a little bit. I mean, obviously, you've got a big enough lead. Obviously, you want to come out with a win, and we'll see.
Mejias takes a snap, looks to throw, throws it to Thorne. No, actually caught by Wes Edwards. That's going to be enough for a hatchet first down. There were two receivers right in the area, and I'm not sure who he was throwing it to, but Wes Edwards snagged it out of the air, broke to the outside, picked up enough yardage for a hatchet first down.
Well, I'll give Jose a ton of credit because he got me faked out on that little quarterback fake pump fake and kind of got me fooled a little bit. And then, yeah, I thought it was going to go to Marcus Thorne. I thought Marcus Thorne was going to run right past it, but there was Wes Edwards.
Mejias fakes the pitch to Moody. Inside handoff to Gunner. Gunner still on his feet, barrels into about the 3-yard line. Nice play call there by Coach Durnell as Mejias makes a nice fake on the pitch to Moody, which moved the defense. A little inside handoff to Gunner Williams. Gets him down to about the 3-yard line. So nice job there by the Hatchets, and we'll see if we can punch it into the end zone here on this second and goal to go.
Good thing, I guess, having a game in the morning compared to the evening, especially in the hot days that we've been having, is there's some really nice breezes that have come into the press box.
Moody with the ball, barrels through.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Moody. Nice job by Austin Moody. Follows the blockers and barrels into the end zone for yet another hatchet touchdown.
He's contributed. Let's see, the Hatchets now have their fifth touchdown. He's contributed on four of them.
8:27 left to go in the third quarter. Moody on to attempt the extra point. Kick is up. And looks like it was blocked. Hits the crossbar and bounces back. So no good on the extra point attempt with 8:27 left to go in the third quarter. And the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 33, North Davie 0. Let's take a quick timeout as you're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
As a working mom to two kids, life can get really busy and we are always on the go. Whether I'm going to the grocery store or I'm chauffeuring my baby to daycare or whether I'm shuffling the other one to soccer practice, I know that there's always going to be a local Chuckles where I can stop in, I can fill up, I can grab a hot cup of coffee, and I can get it out of there quick so I can pick them back up.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, 8:27 left to go in the third quarter. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 33, North Davie 0, as Austin Moody is set to yet have another Boyd Green and Washington kickoff here. So, obviously, the more the Hatchets can kick off, the better. Moody, nice kick, fielded at the 5-yard line. North Davie's runner still on his feet. Brought down at the 19-yard line. Great job by Isaac Whitehead to make the tackle. But you also got to give credit to the freshman, Dalton Irvin, who got down there and held up the two defenders to make the North Davies runner change course and ran right into Isaac Whitehead.
Yeah, you got to give the Hatchets just a lot of credit, not just, again, on that kickoff return, but, again, it just feels like this North Davies team is just drained. They don't have a whole lot of energy, and especially with the last couple touchdowns the Hatchets have had. It definitely doesn't make things better.
No, they definitely look a little defeated at this point. So looks like Milligan's going to take the snap here out of the gun. He's going to keep it around the outside. Is brought down by Daniel Devine. Great job of staying home, getting the right pursuit angle, and dropping Milligan for a loss of about 5 on the play. Nice job. Daniel has come up with some really nice defensive plays over the last day.
Over the last, we'll say 12 hours or so. But, again, I love the way Daniel Devine goes out there and plays. He's only 5'6", but, man, he plays with a lot of, he's got a lot of horsepower, just plays with a lot of ton of energy. And
Done a great job on the defensive end. North Davies. Milligan fumbles the snap and is going to be mauled by the Hatchets. And to drop them back all the way to the 5-yard line. So
when it just feels like that nothing could go worse for North Davies, it just gets worse.
It is.
And, you know, Scotty Helms is trying everything he possibly can for this team. I mean, it's just, again, they're really struggling to make a play and give Washington's defense a lot of credit. They've shut down Ryan Milligan. They've shut down Ethan Malone. They shut down the guys that were having a little bit of success in the first quarter. They haven't let them have a big play so far.
Milligan back to pass. Pressure. Completes the pass over the middle. Nice middle screen there, but it's going to be brought down by Austin Moody, well short of even of the original line of scrimmage. So that's going to bring up a fourth down here for North Davies. Just nice play by the Cougars there. Nice little middle screen to pick up some yardage, but wasn't quite enough to overcome the deficit that they put themselves into before that. And that pass was completed to number 32, Jesse Reed. So 4th and 15 is going to bring the Cougar punt team on the field. And barely gets it away and kicks it out of bounds. Hatchets will take over on about the Cougar 40. Well, this is going to be an awful nice spot here by the officials to mark it at the North Davies 35-yard line. I wasn't sure if he was ever going to stop.
Yeah.
So
that was only a 20-yard punt. And, again, field position has just been so crucial in these games. It just we'll have to see moving forward. Again, the field position has just been so kind for this Hatchet football team throughout this entire game. And it shows again on that punt.
Hatchets take over in Cougar territory. I formation. Mejias hands it off to Moody. Nice cutback by Moody. For a gain of about 6, we'll call it 7 on the play, and he fumbled the ball. So the Cougars, just when all things seem to have been lost, have a little bit of life left in them, I guess, as pick up the fumble by Moody.
But if you remember last time, first drive of the second quarter, Jose Mejias threw an interception, and Ryan Milligan returned it all the way to North Davies' own 45. We thought that would be a game changer. And it turned out the Hatchets just stuffed them 3 and out. So we'll see what the Hatchet defense can do coming off a turnover this time.
Cougars in a spread formation. Milligan still at quarterback. Takes a snap. Rolls around. Looking to throw. Throws one in the dirt out in the flats. Intended receiver was number 24, Max Wessner. Milligan had a little bit of pressure on that one and wasn't quite able to really take time to throw to get the ball out in the flats. But incomplete pass is going to bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Cougars. Hatchets did a nice job in coverage there as well. I don't know if, even if they had completed that there would have been much of a gain out of that anyway. 2nd and 10 for North Davies with what I'm going to guess is 5 minutes and change left to go in the third quarter. Milligan under center. Takes a snap. Reverse. Inside handoff for a gain of about 2 on the play. Handoff to Wyatt Allen. Isaac Whitehead in on the stop. Going to bring up a 3rd and 8 here for North Davies. I think at some point, even when you're backed up in your own territory, at some point you're going to have to start going for it on 4th down because time is running out for you to make up a 33-point deficit. Milligan in the shotgun for North Davies. Takes a snap. Looking. Throws it to
nobody. But he threw it to the ground. Well, around the 50-yard line. There's just nobody there. That was just one of those situations where Ryan Milligan just had to get rid of the football because heavy blitz package from Gunnar Williams and Isaac Whitehead were coming straight at him. He had nothing, you know, as a quarterback, you know, sometimes have the tendency to possibly, you know, pee your pants, you know, when you see those rushers come right at you. So great job by Milligan just to get it away.
Bad snap on the punt. Get it away. Moody picks up the punt at the 30. He's going to dance around for a gain of about eight. So Washington will take over at their own 38-yard line after another defensive stop for the Hatchets. So great job by the Hatchet defense so far today, as well as the offense. But we'll see what Coach Durnell has in store for the last 5 minutes of this third quarter as the Hatchets take over at their own 38-yard line. Hatchets up to the line. I formation. Gunnar Williams at fullback. Jaden Penley at tailback. Mejias takes a snap. Hands off to Penley. Penley cuts it inside. Going to have a gain of about three on the play. Washington Hatchet football is brought to you in part by A&R Home Center in Washington. More than just a hardware store. Goodwin Funeral Home. Chris Severs and John Baldwin together again and putting your families first. Anna Lou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker in Washington. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we want to be treated. And McDonald's of Washington, apply to join our team today. Second and seven coming up here for the Hatchets at their own 41-yard line. Mejias under center, Thorne in motion. Mejias pitches it out to Penley. Penley on the far side, looks for a block.
They lost a yard on that
lost
one.
Lost a yard on that one. Cougars had that one figured out before the Hatchets could get going there. So
that might be the first negative play the Hatchets have had on offense so far, on today at least.
There haven't been many.
There hasn't been many, and it's been quite rare. But, you know, North Davies was able to sniff out the halfback pitch and was able to wrap up Jaden Penley. So now it sets up a third and long, which the Hatchets have not had to deal with too many times. We'll see what Jake Durnell draws up in his bag of tricks here on this third down.
We'll come back with the I formation. Mejias under center. Wes Edwards in motion. Mejias back to pass. Pressure. Rolling. He's going to keep it himself. He's got room. Reverses field. Breaks free just shy of a first down. Nice job by Jose not to get in a hurry, not to force a throw. Survey the situation. Keep the ball on the ground. And pick up about seven on the play to bring up a fourth and one.
You know, it's close enough. If this game was a little closer, I think Washington would go for it. But I still see Jose on the field and everybody, all the...
With a rivalry game like this?
I think Jake Durnell, being the competitive coach he is, obviously he's going to go for it. But... Yeah, you're up 33, but I like this idea from Jake Durnell. You're not sitting back and just, you know, play to bleed the clock out. You want to keep the possession, keep the foot on the pedal.
Third and one for the Hatchets. Mejias fumbles the snap.
He's a little bit frustrated with that, but it's just a little bit of a miscommunication on the handoff between him and Gunnar Williams. I think Jose had that for just a tenth of a second longer, and the ball dropped out of the hands of Gunnar Williams, but North Davies will get the ball on Washington's side of the field for the first time in what almost seems like an eternity.
Cougars take over in Hatchet territory. I'm not sure if they've been. They maybe been in Hatchet territory.
They weren't in the first quarter. I know that. They were deep in Hatchet territory before they turned the ball over.
Helms back at quarterback. Hands it off. Nice gain. About 5 yards or so, brought down by a whole host of Hatchet defenders. That was number 16, Wyatt Allen, on the carry. Bring up a second and five here for North Davies as they are on the Washington 41-yard line with roughly 2:40 left to go here in the third quarter. All right, Helms brings them up to the line, sets them down. Under center, takes the snap, hands off again to Allen. Allen around the outside, breaks through a couple tackles, and then is pushed back by Penley and Thorne. So good job by Jaden Penley and Marcus Thorne there to keep Wyatt Allen from getting the all-important first down for the Cougars, who's going to bring up a third and short here with 2 minutes to go left in the third quarter. We also want to take a second to thank Gill Funeral Home, the area's first choice since 1872 for sponsoring Hatchet football today. Helms takes a snap. Back to pass. Throws it out.
Ooh.
And is just absolutely annihilated by Daniel Devine.
He's made some plays today.
Holy smokes.
He blew that play up in an instant. I thought that Ethan Malone might have taken that for a couple of yards and got a first down to the outside. But here comes Daniel Devine from about 10 yards downfield and just rushes up and takes him out.
Daniel Devine with a nice play. He's had numerous good plays this game so far.
He's really been an X factor on the defensive end.
North Davis going for it on 4th and 4. Helms under center. Hands it off to Allen.
Nowhere to go.
Allen is going to be stopped well short. Nice job by Marcus Thorne to push Allen back. The Hatchets, I tell you what, this Hatchet defense has been absolutely impressive.
Absolutely, and a great job by Marcus Thorne and Daniel Devine, two players that play in the corner position, play in the corner spots. And they rush up, and they have made some really great tackles and have really kept North Davies from really getting any positive plays in their rushing game, which is really their go-to, for them.
And you can see when they're in passing situations, and now, you know, predominantly for the rest of the game, that they don't look as comfortable throwing the football as they do running the ball. Obviously, so Hatchets are going to have to take a timeout here. Couldn't quite figure out the personnel, so we're going to take one with them with a minute to go in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 33, North Davies 0. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorne, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
In honor of the victims and heroes of September 11th, beginning September 4th through September 12th, you can receive a free 9/11 Memorial lapel pin by visiting the Gill Funeral Home at 308 East Walnut Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home Service is committed to honoring the sacrifices of veterans, first responders, civilians, and military heroes of 9/11. For information, call Jennifer Wheeler at 812-254-5650.
WAMW, the voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear along with Eric Wilson back here at Hatchet Hollow. While we were away, Hatchets ran a play which have gain of about 8, but ultimately is going to come back due to a holding penalty. So we're going to back the Hatchets up here to...
I think that's really been the one negative you can really point out has been the penalties. That's a 7th penalty for Washington in this game. And obviously, you know, penalties hurt the football game. But in this situation, the Hatchets have dominated in every facet of the game outside of penalties. So when you lead 33-0, obviously that's the one thing that Jake Durnell is going to look at in the film study. We got to clean up those penalties.
Yeah, not going to matter much today, but definitely as we move into the rest of the Big 8 season, going to have to clean that up. So, Mejias hands it off to Penley around the edge.
And he fumbled the football.
Fumbled the football, and...
I think North 8, or Austin Moody was able to get it back.
Penley, ball just got ripped right out of there. The North Davies defender should have had the ball, but Moody came in there and just ripped it away from him before the officials could... change their mind on that one. So, good job by Moody. Going to bring up a 2nd and 19 here as the third quarter is quickly coming to an end.
Yeah, that might have very well been the last play. Well, they might run another one. I do see that the game clock's just a little bit ahead of the play clock. So,
10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Mejias takes a snap, pitches it out to Moody. Moody breaks through. He's got room to run. He's got one man to beat. And as the third quarter comes to an end, Austin Moody is going to score a touchdown, but there is a flag on the play. And Coach Durnell is not happy because that penalty just cost
a touchdown.
Another touchdown.
That would have been Austin's fifth of the game. He's got three rushing touchdowns and one receiving touchdown. So you can definitely tell Jake's not too happy.
Holding on the hatchet, so.
And just like we said, those big penalties hurt. But in a situation like this where you're up by 33 points, it's not going to hurt today. But in a big game down the road against Mount Vernon or Mount Carmel or Jasper, Vincennes, Lincoln, that's where you got to really clean that up. Because anytime you get a big play against those teams, that's where execution really comes into play. So,
yeah, definitely. I'm sure Austin Moody's not thrilled because he looks like he's worn out down there after the way he's ran all over this field today. But like you said, not going to matter today. Going to have to clean it up before next week. But with no time left on the clock since there is a penalty, they will run one more play here in the third quarter before we get into the fourth quarter. So nice job. Mejias takes the snap. Going to hand it off up the middle to Whitehead for no gain. And that is going to take us to the fourth quarter. So on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Hatchet's 33, Cougars 0. We're going to take a quick 60-second timeout as you're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Are you ready for some football? The End Zone in Washington is, with all your favorite team apparel for all the area high school teams. From t-shirts to hoodies, sweatshirts, and more in all colors and sizes. Highlight your favorite team and player with a personalized t-shirt or sweatshirt at the End Zone in Washington. Specializing in screen printing and embroidery with the latest print technology. Did you know the End Zone can even take care of the end of the year trophies too? Stop by at 308 East National Highway in Washington or call 254-1895.
WAMW.
Back at Hatchet Hollow as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. And our home center scoreboard still reads Washington 33, North Davies 0. If you're just tuning in, you just missed a nice run by Austin Moody that would have been a touchdown but was called back due to holding. So the Hatchets are looking at a third and 22 as they are now moving left to right on the radio dial, and they are operating from their own 27-yard line.
And in case you've missed it, it pretty much has been the Austin Moody show today, 171 yards rushing, a 10-yard touchdown pass, and he also has 115 yards punt game, and now we got another flag.
We had too many people in motion at one time, a little bit of confusion, and then we almost threw an interception, so we'll just forget that whole thing ever happened and proceed forward, because that was a just kind of a boondoggle from the start, you know what?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
So what's going to bring up a fourth and forever. So at this point, I think we're going to see Austin Moody punt the ball for the first time in this game. So, unfortunate for the Hatchets. Had some costly penalties, but that obviously, you know, isn't the story of this game. Moody, with a nice punt, takes a little bit of a Washington bounce to about the North Davies 24-yard line. So, you know, Washington should have another 6-7 points on the board, but those things happen, and I know Coach Durnell is going to, and the coaching staff are going to get that cleaned up before they head into the heart of the Big 8 conference season, because, as we've mentioned, obviously it's immaterial today, but moving forward, that could be, you know, bringing back a touchdown run on a holding call could be a game changer for the Hatchets moving forward. So definitely want to clean up those things, but overall, great job by Washington in all facets of the game so far. As North Davies will now take over, have a first and 10 on their own 24-yard line. Helms back in the shotgun. Spread formation for the Cougars. Bobbles a snap, and he is rushed by Jaden Penley. Pass is incomplete. Thought there for a second that Penley was going to get to him in time. Helms is pleading his case to Dr. Joe out there for a late hit, but to no avail. It's going to bring up a second 10. Play was well covered also by Jose Mejia, so had they completed that pass, I don't think it was going to do them much good. So brings up a second and 10 for the Cougars. Helms under center. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Malone. Brought down after a short game by Jaden Penley. Haven't seen much of Malone today. Saw a heavy dose of him last night, but haven't really heard or seen much from him today.
Yeah, he had 7 carries for 37 yards yesterday in the one quarter. Since then, he's had 3 carries for 3 yards, so he's definitely been silent.
Cougars staring down a 3rd and 6 here. Helms under center. Hand off to Allen. Allen is going to just get past the line of scrimmage for a gain of about 1. Great job again by the Hatchets. Whitehead in on that tackle, along with Mejias and Moody. Also, Zach Guthrie in on the tackle as well. Going to bring up a 4th and 5 here for the Cougars. And with 10:37 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, see, Austin Moody was way back downfield. He's expecting the punt, but all the Hatchet coaches telling him to get back downfield because North Davies is going for it.
Nothing to lose here in this scenario for North Davies. Might as well take a shot. Hand off to Malone again.
He still kept on his churning feet. The legs. He got it.
He got the first down. Nice job by Malone to keep his feet moving. And barrel through for the first down. I think the Hatchet defenders kind of thought they had him stopped and kind of let up a little bit. But you got to give Malone credit. He did the work and got a first down.
Malone's really been the guy that has really had the most success in North Davies. And that's the one thing that I'm kind of questioning Scotty Helms and North Davies right now is why hasn't he gotten the football more? He showed great burst in the first quarter at times, and he's got those powerful churning legs at 5'8", 195 pounds. Got to give it to him.
Helms back to pass. Going to throw it out in the flats to number 32, Jesse Reed. Brought down after a gain of about 7. So Cougars moving the ball here a little bit at the beginning of the fourth quarter. So with 9:35 left to go here in the fourth quarter. So Cougars going to have about a 2nd and 5 at their own 43-yard line. North Davies makes their way up to the line. Helms sets them down. Takes a snap. Drops back to pass. Floats one out again and tackled, as soon as the ball was caught. Nice tackle by Austin Moody as the pass was just completed again to Jesse Reed, but was completed for literally no gain on the play. So going to bring up about a 3rd and 3 here for North Davies. Helms gets them set. Everybody checks the wristbands. All on the same page. Helms under center. Takes the snap. Hands off to Malone. And Malone is going to be stopped for a very short gain. Maybe we'll give him 1 on the play. Nice tackle there by Jaden Penley. Brings up a 4th and 2 for North Davies.
Got to give credit to Austin Fox and Austin Moody. They were there for the tackle as well. And now it's a 4th and 2. Obviously, North Davies going for it the last time on 4th down. They'll go for it again here.
Approaching 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. North Davies faced with a 4th and 2 on their own 45-yard line. Helms takes a snap, is going to keep it, and is, depending on the spot, should have enough for the first down. So nice job by Helms to pick up the first down on the 4th down conversion there. So
he only needed 2 yards, and that's about how much he got, about 2.5 yards to be exact. But great job nonetheless for Helms. And North Davie's just right now trying to pick up any kind of positives they can going into their next game, which is next week on the road at West Vigo.
And the Hatchets will be on the road against the Mount Vernon Wildcats. Helms hands the ball off to Allen. Daniel Devine comes in to make another tackle.
Tell you what, Daniel Devine's going to get an award today. I don't know which one it's going to be, but he's been playing spectacular on the defensive end. He's come up from his corner position. He's made some solid tackles in the backfield. I've loved the effort he's given us, has given the Hatchets today.
Daniel Devine is like a heat-seeking missile out there on the end. He comes full bore and just, I don't care. It doesn't matter how big these guys are, he's tackling. He comes in there, tackles them low, and brings them down. So good job by Daniel Devine. Helms under center. Drops back to pass. Looking. Throws it to Wes Edwards. Nice job by Wes Edwards to pick up the interception. Great job by the Hatchet defense once again. And the Hatchets will take over at their own 34-yard line, it looks like. So good job by the Hatchet defense.
Great.
I know Helms was under pressure because Jaden Penley was just about ready to take him down as Helms threw the ball, and Wes Edwards with a nice interception.
Great job by Wes. Again, just the effort that he gives on the play every time. He's got great pass coverage skills on the defense, and that's why he's out there as one of the safeties for this Hatchet defense. Made a great play and keeps North Davies from getting on the scoreboard as it's still 33-0.
7:04 left to go in the fourth quarter. Hatchets with a first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Mejias under center. I formation. Thorne in motion. Mejias drops back.
Oh.
Throws an interception. Throws it right to Ryan Milligan, and Milligan is still on the run. Tackled by Austin Moody. So just as soon as the Hatchets get an interception, they
can't do that.
They give it back. So
I'm a little bit surprised that we went with the pass. I think with 7 minutes to go, you're up 33. I think it's in that time and situation you just kind of bleed the clock out. But obviously, Jake Durnell, knowing it's a rival game, he's going to go for it. And I'm a little stunned with that play.
I'm not sure. There looked to be quite a bit of confusion on everybody's part between Mejias, the receivers. Everybody, I don't think, was quite on the same page, and which led to the North Davies interception. So be that as it may, North Davies is going to take over. First down at the Washington 33-yard line. Helms in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Looks to pass. Pressure. Throws a wobbler. Almost.
If Daniel Devine was probably about 3 or 4 inches taller, he might have caught that one.
He showed us all of his vertical leap right there. It was just out of his outstretched arms. But good play by Daniel Devine. And that incomplete pass, it's going to bring up a second and 10 for North Davies. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, North Davies is probably going to put the ball in the air more. So we'll see if maybe Daniel Devine can get an interception before the game's over. Helms under center. Fakes a pitch. Inside handoff to Reed. Going nowhere. You can't. At least North Davies has had zero luck running that inside trap play there, and because every time they run into Gunner Williams and number 32 for North Davies is going to be a little sore tomorrow for running into Gunner Williams all these times today.
Yeah, you know, 32 isn't the main running back, but obviously all of these North Davies running backs have really felt the power of the Washington Hatchet defensive line today.
Allen with the handoff. Picks up about 4 on the play, so
Isaac Whitehead with another tackle for Washington. It's going to set up a 3rd and about 6 for North Davies.
Fourth and 6 for North Davies. So they try to convert here to keep this drive alive. Helms under center. Fakes a handoff. Pressure.
Intercepted.
Picked off by Daniel
Devine.
Great job by Daniel Devine with the interception. great job by Daniel Devine. A little bit of looking into my crystal ball there, and saw Daniel Devine with that great interception. Great job by the kid today. Has done just an absolute great job on defense, and Coach Thorne and the rest of the coaches are ecstatic about his performance today.
Oh, I absolutely am too. It's just, you know, it's that kind of performance that really could catapult this team into the next couple weeks. You know, I've been ecstatic the way this team has played today. They haven't come out, and they have shown no signs of rust, and they have forced some turnovers on the defensive end. They've made some plays.
Mejias hands it off to Moody. Moody looking for room to run. Not really going to find any. Gain of about 3 on the play.
But even if it's just 3 yards, I mean, it's positive play from what looked like that could have been a no-gain situation. And
looks like one of the North Davies players is a little, let's call it, perturbed. And getting the stern talking to by the side judge here. So got all that straightened out. And looks like we're going to be back in action here. I got to be honest, I can't tell whether it's 5:25 or 6:25 left to go, but one of the two left to go in the fourth quarter. Hatchets with a 2nd and 7. Mejias under center, takes a snap, hands off to Isaac Whitehead, who is brought down after a short gain of 1 yard. Starting to get a little chippy out there between the Hatchets and the Cougars, so hopefully... I know there's got to be a lot of frustration on the North Davie side because they didn't expect to come down here and have a...
Well, I think it's also difficult on a football team when you trail 14-0. You have to head back home, get a lot of rest, come back in the morning, drive all the way back down, and play again. I just, you know, you feel for these kids because they just seems like they don't have the energy nor the will to really... It just feels like they don't want to... be here.
3rd and 6 for the Hatchets. Moody takes the ball, cuts back across the field, and he's still on his feet. He's got room to run. He's got one man to beat. Austin Moody with the long touchdown run. Great job and an absolute outstanding block by Wes Edwards that just absolutely annihilated 2 North Davies Cougars. And you got Austin Moody needs to give a quick thank you to Wes Edwards for that touchdown. But great job by the Hatchets all the way around.
Well,
and great job again by Austin Moody by reading his blockers, being patient, and just taking off.
I'll say this. The Hatchets are taking out 3 years of frustration of losing to this North Davies squad. They're taking it out all this afternoon and this morning, the way they've played. Just an absolute excellent game plan from Jake Durnell. They've executed it well. And the Hatchets looking to put up their 40th point with this extra point.
Moody, who's probably awful tired after that long run, to attempt the extra point.
Well, you were right. That kick was a little low, but it still goes through. So
puts it through the uprights. With 4:28 left to go in the fourth quarter, Washington 40, North Davie 0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're going to take a quick timeout. As you're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Davies County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
WAMW, the voice of the Hatchets.
Back live at Hatchet Hollow as the Hatchets get ready for yet another Boyd Grain kickoff, as it looks like Austin Moody is going to get a break and freshman Franklin Guzman is going to be in to kick off. So
this is the situation that the Hatchets have really never put in before. This is where they can use the bench players, players that haven't gotten much experience, and they're getting some action here late in this game.
Short kick, fielded at the 30. Brought back to the 40-yard line.
And there's the beautiful sound of that bell again.
Oh, great. I'm going to have to start counting.
40 times. Can you do it?
Well, I guess that would be hands and feet twice, right? Assuming that I still have my little pinky toe. So all math aside here, it's been all hatchets. With 4:23 left to go in the fourth quarter, North Davies going to have another shot here at trying to put some points on the board from their own 40-yard line. Helms under center. Or excuse me, number two, which is Jacob Comas, sophomore, will be taking the snaps. There looks like the rest of the way here for the Cougars. So Allen with a gain of about five on the play, which is going to bring up second and five for North Davies. Very happy to see this Hatchet team come back. They played great last night and played even better, I think, today.
I think so, and I think this is exactly the kind of boost they needed following that 40-point loss to Princeton. Come back and win a rivalry game. And fumble.
Malone puts the ball on the ground. Austin Moody picks it up. It's going to be another track race, and Austin Moody is brought down at the Cougar 19-yard line, so right inside the red zone. Austin Moody thought he might be able to get him another touchdown there, but just a little bit shy. But
I think Austin Moody right now is just like, give me that Highway 57 trophy, give me the Player of the Game award right now. That's his second forced turnover he's made. He got five touchdowns to his name, one receiving, four rushing. He could have probably had a defensive touchdown there too if he had a little bit more blocking. He's tired, but at the end of the day, it's all worth it for him.
Absolutely. If anybody deserves all those accolades and to be a part of a team that wins this trophy, it's Austin Moody. 3:38 to go as the Hatchets are just inside the red zone. Pitch out to Jake Ledgerwood. Ledgerwood bobs and weaves for no gain. So I think the main thing here, Jake Durnell just wants to keep the clock running and keep everybody healthy.
So. I think so, and you have to have players healthy. Obviously, we got a big game next Saturday. I won't say next Saturday.
Hey,
Saturday.
Let's not make this a routine. Let's stick to the Friday night.
Although we have been playing well on Saturdays now, so
we're going to be undefeated on Saturdays.
1-0.
Just think about that.
I like the sound of that. Although I'm not quite sure I'd love to do this again.
I know it cuts. I know Purdue's getting ready to play, so I know you're getting antsy.
I can hold off for a little bit. It's, you know. Just as long as they don't start the game without me.
Mahias with the handoff to Williams.
There you go.
Williams
touchdown.
Is going to prance his way into the end zone for another Hatchet touchdown. I know Hatchets weren't necessarily looking to score, but Gunner Williams broke through the line and actually looked like he was looking for somebody to hit as he veered into a few North Davies players to make it a little bit interesting as he goes into the end zone.
He's never had that open of a gap before when running the football, so I think that was kind of new. They saw that all that open space, but he took it in for a touchdown. That's Gunner's first touchdown of the season, so congratulations to Gunner.
I could have probably ran through that.
At the age of 40, I think so.
Hey, easy. I'm only 38. Settle down.
You're getting close, though.
Yeah, if you round up, for sure. But
the extra point was blocked, but there is a penalty flag, and I think this is going to be running into the kicker on North Davies. So I think we might have to redo this again.
So yeah, we're gonna have a do-over, as we used to call it on the playground. So Franklin Guzman is going to be on to attempt his first varsity extra point. So. Really enjoyed coaching Franklin as a seventh grader. Good kid. Going to be a good football player here for the Hatchets. So as we get set up here again, Franklin's going to get his second try at his first point.
Still have.
Or not. We got whistles.
The officials forgot to move the football a yard forward. Instead of kicking it at the three, they'll kick it now from the two.
Guzman, set. Ball snapped. Down. Kick is...
Nope. It's
kick is good!
And you see the excitedness from all the Hatchet coaches and Hatchet players. They really wanted to see Guzman put that one through. He did, and there you see all the Hatchet players greeting him with a lot of excitement and happiness. Great job.
Very excited to see Franklin put that through the uprights,
and
as I know he is, too.
Look how excited he is coming, and now he's going to go over and kick this one off.
And
he's ready to go ahead and kick this one off.
Oh, he's ready to kick another field goal. You know, the good thing about this is being in these situations where we're up by 47 points, as the Inner Home Center scoreboard now reads 47 to nothing.
These players can relax a little bit. They can have some fun.
They can have a little fun, but also some of these kids who don't necessarily get a chance to play can get in and have some fun and get some game experience without a whole lot of pressure. It's a great way to ease them into the process, especially for some of these freshmen.
Right.
So, 2:48 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Boyd Grain and Washington kickoff. Once again, Guzman puts the boots to it. Nice kick.
Oh.
Fielded, bobbled. Cougar still on his feet and brought down at the, let's call it the 37-yard line.
Yeah, that was number 9, Brandon Craven. Bobbled the ball around the 25-yard line. Still was able to scoop it up for a gain of about 10 yards.
I definitely can't count the 47 bell tolls at this point. It's out of my...
You got to listen real carefully.
This is above my pay grade here.
I'd have to go back into the record, but it's been a long time since the Hatchets have scored this many points in a football game. So definitely, I know, for Jake Durnell's standpoint, that this is a huge, huge victory for this Hatchet football team. And just like I said, they've put 3 years of frustration in losing this Cougar team all out tonight.
Allen with the ball.
Still trying to bring him down.
May get to the line of scrimmage.
Took about 6 or 7 Hatchet defenders. He was still moving, but he also had number 59 for North Davies, Scott Noble, pushing him through.
And then on the tackle was Dalton Irvin, Bradley Decker, and I believe Austin Enlow. So nice job by the Hatchets to keep Allen to a just about a yard or so. So bring up a 2nd-9 with just about 2 minutes left to go here in this game. Hatchets have been absolutely dominant, which is a great way to head into next week against Mount Vernon. Pitch out for North Davies. Cuts it back inside.
That's number 20.
Number 20. Who is that masked man?
Dante Hopkins.
He's just Hopkins?
Just a freshman, a 5'10", 160-pounder, and he's had the biggest run so far of any North Davies Cougar running back. That went for a gain of about 11 yards.
So, first down for the Cougars.
Just under 2 minutes left to go. Clock's still counting.
So, definitely good job by the Hatchets last night and today. And I know there's going to be a lot of happy Hatchet fans here after the game as it wraps up here shortly. Allen just absolutely has nowhere to go. I mean, he is just absolutely smothered by Austin Toole. Let's see who else comes out of that pile. Austin Toole, Kane Fox, and number 70, freshman Anthony Gonserman. So nice job there by some Hatchets who were just in the game to make a nice stop there to bring up a second long.
Now we got Reed Memoring checking into the game and outcoming Daniel Devine, who's had a spectacular game today for the Hatchets.
Hand off to Allen. Allen cuts back inside. Is going to be tackled again. Nice job by Dylan Fields, making a nice tackle there on the play. Also in on the play was number 45, freshman Fisher Owens. So nice job by everybody today to contribute a little something to this victory. And I know it's been a long time coming, and I'm so happy for all the Hatchet players, coaches, and the Hatchet fans to be able to see a victory like this here at Hatchet Hollow. And back to pass is North Davies. Incomplete. And it's going to start the clock with about 12 seconds to go. So
you can tell that the Hatchet players just want to.
They just want to celebrate.
They want to celebrate. They want to run across the Cougar sideline, take that trophy back. And
can't say as you blame them, though. I mean, they've deserved it. They've done an outstanding job
here. They have been the better team by far and away today, and not just today but yesterday. They've earned this. I mean, you know, they have really worked hard. And that was, I think this is a big win for Jake Durnall, beating a county rival in North Davies and getting that hot helmet trophy back. I think that's going to go a long way into building the future that Jake Durnall is trying to do here with Hatchet football.
And we're going to have a North Davies timeout here. So, yeah, definitely, you know, not just the fact that they were able to pick up the victory, but the way that they did it and the dominance that they showed against this team is, you know, a win is a win. It doesn't matter whether it's by 1 point or by 47, but the confidence that it builds within these kids to get their confidence built up from coming off a not so good performance last week against Princeton to coming out to seeing that, you know, they can come back and go through a little adversity and play football at this high of a level is a great boost for their confidence going into the heart of the Big Eight schedule, and especially with a road test next week at Mount Vernon. So definitely, obviously, great to get the win first and foremost, but the way it was done, I think, is going to go a long way in boosting the confidence of these Hatchet players.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, playing Mount Vernon next week, obviously we can't, look at the record that Mount Vernon has, which they're 0-3 going into a game tonight with Vincennes. You know, I think it'll be interesting, but definitely it's a winnable game. I know Jake Durnall told us last year that he was a little bit upset that Mount Vernon kind of ran up the score at the end of the game last year, so I know Jake's going to be looking forward to playing Mount Vernon.
Comas takes a snap in the shotgun. Pressure nailed by Dalton Irvin. Pass is incomplete. Dalton Irvin just absolute. You could hear that, just the thud all the way up here where he just absolutely leveled the kid.
Yeah, that was a great rush from Dalton Irvin. And again, the Hatchet defense, whether with the starters or the substitutes, they have been on fire today.
Wow. Fourth and three. Or no, actually, I'm sorry. That was fourth and three, so the Hatchets will have the ball as Austin Moody is under center. Kneels down, and that is going to end the game, folks. I think, yep. Great job by the Washington Hatchets as they absolutely annihilate the North Davies Cougars. The A&R Center scoreboard, 47 for Washington, 0 for North Davies. Congratulations to the Washington Hatchets for winning the Times Herald Highway 57 helmet. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll be back for the postgame show. Right after this, you're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington invites you to bring the family for a great night of family fun. Every Friday and Saturday, we crank up the jukebox for Rock and Bowl. Throughout the week, league play continues, and you cannot bowl on an empty stomach. The Kingpin Bowling Center snack bar is one of the best, with a full menu from appetizers to the main dish. New items have been added, including wings, strums, hot ham and cheese, and of course, great pizza. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington.
Hi, this is Clara Myers from Myers LP Gas in Washington. Propane offers many advantages to natural heat. It is a perfect choice for your home or business. Propane is used for everything from cooking ranges and clothes dryers to fireplaces and pool heaters. The best part, it will save you money. Call Myers LP Gas in Washington to fill your tanks and be ready for the upcoming season. 254-6809, Myers LP Gas. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Getting a Coke at McDonald's is easier done than said. How so? Well, by the time I finished the sentence, you could have already pulled up to the drive-thru window, handed over a dollar, and grabbed your Coke. Instead, you're listening to me just talk to you about how delicious, fizzy, and amazing a Coke from McDonald's would be when you could already be enjoying the happiness I'm describing. In fact, right now, you'd be like four tasty gulps in. Mmm, that fourth gulp. Man, it's special. McDonald's Coke. Always convenient, always just a dollar for every size. A la carte only, price and participation may vary.
WAMW, the voice of the Hatchets.
John Gere alongside Eric Wilson back here for the Sterling & Company postgame show. And we just witnessed what the Hatchets have been waiting for 3 years, is to go over and reclaim the helmet to bring it back into Washington as they absolutely dominated the North Davies Cougars here 47-0. And very happy and pleased for everybody involved with Hatchet football. Great win for Washington, and I know Coach Durnell has got to be pleased, and this, I think, is going to be a great springboard into next week, and we'll see, hopefully, an energized, exciting, and victorious Hatchet football team.
Absolutely, and again, they couldn't have asked for a bigger win. To do it against your county rival, to reclaim the Highway 57 trophy that has eluded this team the last 3 years, to reclaim that and put that back into your trophy case. And now this team is 2-2 going into a game against Mount Vernon, which I think to this team I think could be very winnable. Again, you just have to be so proud of the performance, not just from the starters, but every player, every coach. And it was great to see a lot of the Hatchet fans who come back for this game this morning. So, again, great overall support from the fans, and great to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. And while we have a minute, as we wait on Coach Durnell to come up to chat with us after the game, let's give out a few awards. Let's start with the RE/MAX Real Estate broker, Anna Lou Chapman, and the Heller's Unlimited Player of the Game. And surprise, surprise, Eric Wilson, who is that going to be?
It's got to be Austin Moody. I mean, for goodness sakes, 5 touchdowns for Austin overall. 4 of them were rushing touchdowns. He had a 70-yard rushing touchdown, a 46-yard rushing touchdown, and a 65-yard rushing touchdown. Also forced a turnover. Also had over 100 yards in punt return, 35 from the kickoff. Also made a couple extra points, and he's a senior, and there's nobody who wanted to win this game more than him. So congratulations to Austin for winning the player of the game.
Very, very deserving on that award. And we are now joined by the victorious Hatchet head football coach, Jake Durnell. And, Coach, first off, congratulations. And that was just an absolutely dominating performance that you guys had against this North Davies team.
Thank you. First off, I don't have much of a voice. Scoreboard, we did dominate. But like I told the boys after the game, was a 47-0.
47-0.
I told him, you know, especially there in that second quarter, this is a weird game because we played last night and today, but that second quarter we left 3 touchdowns on the field. So we could have put more up, and that was, we just physically made mistakes in the second quarter. Then we came out in the fourth quarter early, and we made mental mistakes. And I told him in the huddle there after the game that we can't make mental mistakes no matter if we're up 40 or down 40 or anything. We've got to play the game every rep like it's 0-0. It doesn't matter the score nor the time.
Yeah, you know, the kids did a great job, and there are a few penalties, you know, especially the holding call on the Austin Moody touchdown and things like that that, you know, I know that you and the coaching staff will address and clean up before we get into the heart of the Big 8 season. But, you know, overall, great job by everybody, and I would be remiss if we didn't talk for just a minute about the outstanding performance of Austin Moody.
Yeah, I told him last night before the game, this was, you know, all 4 seniors, it's their game, but, you know, Austin's been playing varsity since he was a freshman, and he knew this was a special night, and he came out and played a great game. He plays great every game, but we kept him healthy, and I don't know how many total yards he had, but we knew that if we got him on the edge that the North Davies did not have the athletes to stay with him, and that proved to be true. But he did, you know, a couple runs he just broke, reversed his field, and just made a play. And there that fumble return, too, he has a nose for the ball. He's a great player, great kid. You know, right before the game was over, he was telling all the underclassmen, you know, to to keep their helmets on and be respectful. And that's just the type of kid he is. He's a great athlete, but he's also a great character kid, and that's what we're trying to build here at Washington. We want great athletes, but we also want high character kids. One of my sayings is we're either first class or we're no class. So he's a great example of that for the underclassmen and for the YMCA kids that come out to watch him too.
Yeah, Austin Moody is definitely the epitome of what a high school student athlete should be. And I also was very impressed tonight with Daniel Devine. Had a really good game, made some nice defensive plays, and came up with that interception there late. And it's great to see the excitement that everybody had, and we're so excited for him and just the teamwork and camaraderie that this team has. That everybody was so excited for him after he made that interception.
Yeah, Daniel's one of those kids that we were going to count on, we counted on, and are counting on heavily for the rest of the season. At the banquet last year, at the end of the year, I mentioned his name as one of those kids that was really going to help, especially on the defensive side of the ball. He had some issues early in the year with some dehydration, and that kind of put him behind the eight ball, but he's worked really hard over the last 3 weeks to get himself ready, and he's really going to contribute for us, especially on the defensive side of the ball. He had a great game tonight. He was flying all over the field, making tackles. He had an interception, so I was proud of him. We've been waiting for this for Daniel. We know he can do it. Now this game hopefully is a springboard for him, give him some confidence, and the team's behind every there's only 31 of us, so we're a pretty close-knit group of guys, and we want everybody to succeed, and it was great to see him do that tonight or today.
Absolutely, and it is kind of weird saying today and not tonight. So harks back to the Vin Sins Day game way back in the day. But,
I remember.
Well, Coach, I'm happy for you and your staff and all these kids and the fans, and obviously you should be proud of their effort, and I'm not going to have you lose any more of your voice up here. You go celebrate with your team and get ready for a road test next week at Mount Vernon.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the YMCA games. They're about ready to start here, too. I'm going to have a whole full day of football, and I'll probably go to the Vincennes Mount Vernon game tonight. That's at 6 o'clock, so it's going to be a full Saturday of football, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely not. Coach, thanks for your time, and congratulations again. You deserve it. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we will come back and finish up our post-game awards and wrap things up. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
When I was a kid, I loved cars. To me, having a great car was just part of the American dream. Having my own dealership was also something I dreamed of. After years of hard work and help from a lot of family and friends, now every single day I get to see people get their part of the American dream. That's what Ford means to me. Come to Buildops and Ford. We're fair, we're hometown, and a handshake still seals a deal with us. Come visit Buildops and Ford and see the American dream going strong.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We're your local supplier of diesel exhaust fluid, which has been used since 2010 in diesel vehicles equipped with selective catalytic reduction technology to decrease exhaust emissions. Diesel exhaust fluid is a safe, stable, non-toxic fluid sold by Freddy Energy in bulk, totes, drums, and smaller containers. We can also supply pumps and valves for handling convenience. For more information, please give us a call at 254-3671.
Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life.
WAMW, the voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, as we wrap up the Sterling & Company postgame show, got a couple more awards left to give out. Next on the list is the Freddy Energy high energy player of the game. And Eric, who's getting that award this week?
I think it's got to be Daniel Devine. You know, we talked about his performance today on defensive side of the football. He had an interception in the third quarter. I thought his performance today was spectacular. I thought this is exactly what not only he needed, but I felt like this Hatchet football team needed. I thought Daniel gave a lot of great energy out there, and just, again, that's why he's getting the high energy award. He brought so much energy to this Hatchet defense, and he was a big part of the reason why the Hatchets were able to get a shutout today over the North Davies Cougars.
Yeah, great job by Daniel Devine. Definitely glad to see him step up and have such a great performance today. And last but certainly not least is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And that award is going to go to Marcus Thorne. If some of you folks may remember, if you were tuning in last night, Marcus Thorne had the first touchdown of the game and did a great job offensively last night and today. And then especially, as always, just absolutely brought it on the defensive end and has done a great job all year for the Hatchets defensively. So great job to Marcus Thorne as the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And Eric, as we get ready to wrap this thing up here, great win, great job. I mean, just couldn't have went really any better for the Hatchets. But starting right now, the focus has got to be on Mount Vernon. And it's going to be a tough road test. It's a long road trip. But if, you know, if the Hatchets can take away from this game what they need to, I think that the Hatchets can definitely have a good showing down in Mount Vernon next Friday.
Yeah, why stop here? Let's go get another win next Friday, and I'm sure that's exactly what Jake Durnell's thinking. Thank you for the Hatchet fans that came out and supported this team not only last night, but to those who were able to make it back to tonight and today, and thank you for those that were tuning in to us on the air. Definitely greatly appreciated, and I know me and John are ready to get back at it on Friday. Mount Vernon's going to be a tough game, just like you said, but we're ready. I think we'll be ready to go.
It's going to be a tough game, but one that the Hatchets, I think, will be victorious. So, again, thanks for tuning in last night and this afternoon, or this morning. We appreciate it. We look forward to you coming back to you next Friday. We'll be on the air at 7:45, kickoff at 8 o'clock. Tune in. If you don't make it down to the game, make sure you tune in right here on Memories 107.9 WAMW for all the exciting Hatchet football action. For Eric Wilson, I'm John Gear. Have a great rest of the day, and thanks for listening.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchets football on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored in part by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalo, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, The End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, Remax Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington. Listen next Friday night for the next exciting broadcast of Washington Hatchets football on WAMW. We now return to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.